Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Damn Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Well, look at you!
All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it at the end of it.
I'm not insulting you, but I just kept thinking about how it's done.
Yeah.
I was listening to your show, I don't know, the other day when I was just checking out what to expect. I said to my husband, I'm going to be Mary Poppins to your Howard Stern.
I just kept hearing it. I was ducking and everything. Died in the house. I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
Said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids, and we bounced out. We ain't going to be in no fire. Not today.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, April 13, 2021. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're listening to Hammer Radio Network. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. We're heard around the world, and the world hears us. I'd like to come in the studio, and I have no coffee, so it looks like I'm going to take my first break early so I can wake up. It is 7:06 California time. That's right. If you'd like to come in the studio and you'd like to talk to me or you have something on your mind, you know the number. Come on in. It's on, just in case you don't have the marquee, it's 319-527-6099. It's 319-527-6099. Let's get the show started. Already. Hey, caller. Good morning. Is this you, Angela? Good morning. How are you?
Yes. Well,
how you doing?
I feel a little bit better.
Oh, okay. I heard that you may have COVID.
Oh, I do. I definitely do. But my headache's not so bad this morning, and it's been there for at least a week. And so
wow.
That part's good. And my voice sounds better, so.
Your voice sounds fine. What kind of symptoms did you have?
Well, the coughing is still there. You know, when people say it feels like a really bad flu, it's an intense flu, like where every joint hurts and it's hard to breathe. I had to remember to lay on my side, not my back. So very productive cough, though. That was different. And I think this is a different variant because usually it's a dry cough. Violently ill and just everything you could think of.
I feel human
this morning. No, that's why I think it's a variant. You know, like I made myself eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich yesterday. I think protein helps. So
yes,
if you don't have protein bars, then you know, get the old-fashioned peanut butter, and that helped a little bit. So I think it affects protein in your body.
Right. Are you thinking about getting the shot?
Well, I don't know.
Because
this was a variant. I had gone to the ER. Now, originally, I thought I had a reaction to Trulicity, a medication I'm trying. Then I thought, man, I'm coughing so hard. This is not normal. And I had a fever, so I go to the ER. And this ER is in Arkansas. And I have an accident-prone child. We've been there before. Maybe at the most 2-3 people in the weight room. Well, there's only like 5 seats left. And everybody has their bag. They're vomiting. It's bad. And I get back there. The doctor says, well, it appears that you have bronchitis, you know.
Wow.
Well, I insisted on a test. It's important to insist on a test. So the hospital starts calling me the next morning. And then they called my mother because I'm like, I don't feel like talking to anybody. I am not picking up that phone. Everybody, you know how that goes. And I had COVID. I called them back, and I had COVID. And just, that was a shocker. That was a shocker. Like, how could I have COVID? Like it's supposed to be for dirty people, right? In my head, that's what I thought when I heard that I had COVID. You know, I can't be the only one that thinks that, you know, but anyone can get COVID. So really get your vaccination. I was going to get my vaccination when I went back to Oklahoma because I have a Oklahoma address. I couldn't even get it in Arkansas. So it's really important to get vaccinated. I'm glad you did. Sorry your arm was sore, but it beats what I've gone through. I mean, my God. You know, here I was worried about you with that vaccination. And I had COVID at the time, and I didn't even know it. But my voice sounds so much better. That I talked to someone, and they didn't even know who I was. I sounded like a frog.
Well, you know, you didn't have to worry about me, but I thank you that you did. I did get vaccinated. I got the Pfizer vaccination. It doesn't prevent you to get COVID, but it supposedly prevents you from getting real sick, and it keeps you out of the ER. And I don't know if I had I don't know if I would do it again, but you sound better.
You don't want this.
No, it doesn't sound like it. Well, you sound good though. It sounds like the worst part is over.
Today I feel like I've improved. Today I've improved, and I really sounded like a frog. And on Saturday, I was looking to make a quickie will because I was having a hard time breathing. But I think it's key to lay on your side, not to lay flat on your back.
Right. And when I got my shot, I was so tired. As soon as I got the shot, I slept for 3 or 4 hours. It causes fatigue. My arm was really stiff.
And it causes you from doing your show, I remember. You scared the bedeevers out of all of us.
Oh, no.
And like on your Facebook, it's the second day. Are you okay? It's the third day. Are you okay? Like, do you even, I guess you were too tired to check your Facebook.
I had to contact
Melissa.
Yeah.
You know, she knows everything.
She is Nurse Melissa. No, I think you're on the wrong Facebook page because you're on the original Facebook page, but I can't get into that. So I had to create another Facebook page. Yeah, wait a minute. Let me see.
Oh,
you'll
have to send me a link.
Well, I'm going to send you a link right
now. Oh, gosh.
See, Angela, there you go. Good to hear your voice. Wait a minute. Hold on now. Oh, not easy. You got that chest cold.
So when I was coughing, no, it's part of the COVID. When I was coughing last week, when I was on your show, I mean, it was because of the COVID.
It
sounded awful.
Well, let me see, Angel. I still get, you know, I think I had a little bit of confusion, too, and I'm still not sure if it's still part of the COVID or just me not getting enough sleep.
Might have been. Well, at least you got some good restful sleep.
Well, I don't know.
So I wonder if anybody listening has had any experiences with COVID or the vaccine. You know, call on in. area code 319-527-6099 is the right number.
Wow, look at you.
319-527-6099. And since he was talking, I'll say it again. 319-527, now you're laughing, 6099. Or if you're pissed off at Brian, just call in and tell him what you think of him. That would be
sure.
Nice, too. You know.
Sure. And if you want to date Brian, you can call in and go on a nice little date with me.
Yeah, I understand he has a partner, so don't do that.
Yeah, well, you know, your single song,
not
she doesn't
funny.
Know about it. look at your Facebook. Look at your Facebook. I think I just messaged
on.
You. And that should be the new. That's the new.
Anybody
Facebook.
Waiting to talk?
No, they usually don't come in until about 5 minutes because they know I'm going to read the news and everything. They come in during the news, usually after about another six or 7 minutes.
I don't
so
see
you just
it.
Got me.
I'll find it later, though.
No, it's in your Facebook Messenger.
Messenger.
Look in your Facebook.
Oh.
Wait a minute. You see it?
No,
oh,
I don't think
hold on. Wait a minute. How come? Wait a minute. How come I can't friend you? You blocked me, Kit.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Because up top it says send a friend request, and you don't have a request. So that, look again, look at your block and see if I'm there.
Okay,
because or your
later.
Or your settings. But no, look at your Facebook Messenger. You should see it. You see it? I message you.
Okay, hold on.
All right. Messenger. Look in your Messenger.
What about I don't
yeah,
see
you
it.
Blocked me because I think you unfriend. You blocked me because I'm seeing February 5th. Your last name.
I'll fix it later.
Your last name is Utley, right?
Hey.
Utley. What?
I
you're
tried
on Facebook,
to say
yeah.
That.
It's public.
I know.
It's public. It's a nice name.
Okay.
What is it? Is it Polish?
No, it's English. Back to 1029. That's how far back my family goes.
Right. Why do
1029.
You're back at February 5th.
Polish
is
usually usually like SKI. A lot of Polish names will end with SKI.
Okay.
Belarus is like SKY.
Right.
No, I have a very English name.
Okay. Well, you should see me there, Kit. Yeah. When you check your Facebook messages,
okay.
Because I just missed it.
When I fix it.
And you're there. All right. I'm gonna start the show. They'll come in.
Are we
gonna just to hear
talk
your voice.
About the guy? Are you gonna talk about that guy that with the air freshener? The guy that was shot at a traffic stop.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid talking about it, but if it's on your mind, we could talk about it.
Well,
it's
because
just...
I have a case that I documented that was very similar, and he was convicted of. I think it was third-degree manslaughter or second-degree manslaughter, which has a lower level of proof. And I have pictures of him from sentencing. I love that picture.
Mm. Well, we'll talk about
and he was a rich
here.
Man.
Right.
No, go ahead.
But this is the
I'll
first time
myself.
That you... This is the first time you and I are on the radio together and somebody else around, so we haven't had this one-on-one talk in a long time. Miss Angela. Okay, you mute yourself. There you go. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. That's Angela. If you'd like to come in and talk to Angela, wish her better. She has COVID. And it's 319-527-6099. Wish her a very healthy day. She sounds like she's getting better. This is not a joke. All right, well, you know, usually we're going to go with our story. Well, here we go. Disgrace. Oh, my God, I need coffee. Disgrace. Douchebag, impeached twice loser president, Donald Trump, he gets an award. We're going to talk about this. Trump gets an award from Senate Republican fundraiser group before he calls Senator McConnell a dumb son of a bitch at the presentation. And we're going to listen to a little intro of a book for John Bonner, I'm sorry. He has a book out called On the House. It's a Washington memoir. And we're going to listen to the intro of his audio book. And the audio is probably his own voice, so it's not going to be a silly-ass voice. And then we have, I have here former Speaker of the House, John Boehner, shares colorful tales from the halls of power, this smoke-filled room around the halls of power, and his fabled tour bus. We're going to listen to that audio clip, plus Matt Gaetz. He's mirrored in scandal, faces mounting calls to resign. And then there's more stuff about Macaulay Culkin. You're not going to believe this. I mean, you people need to get a life and going after him. So those stories are coming up and more. But first, we're going to start with a news break. This is the breaking news right here. Angela and I were just talking about it right here. Here we go. It's breaking news. You're listening to Howard. You're listening to Mr. Jackson, Brian Hammer Jackson, and Hammer Radio Network. Here we go. This came in this morning around, I was up too, 4 o'clock in the morning. Angela and I were just talking about it. Here's the headline out of the New York Times. There he is. It's only an hour old. Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. The U.S. calls for pause after clotting cases. That's right. There are people, I think there's 10 women, who complain that they got blood clots after taking the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's kind of a coincidence because the AstraZeneca did the same thing. And I thought about this a week ago, and I said, wait a minute. So there has to be something in there that's causing blood clotting. I'm thinking all of it is. But so far, it's the Johnson & Johnson and the AstraZeneca. The Johnson & Johnson is the one-shot deal. Here's the story. Federal health agencies on Tuesday called for an immediate pause in use of the Johnson & Johnson single dose, the coronavirus vaccine, after 6 recipients in the United States developed a rare disorder involving blood clots within about 2 weeks of the vaccination. You bitches. All 6 recipients were women between the ages of 18 and 48. One woman has died, and a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. Nearly 7 million people in the United States have received the Johnson & Johnson shot so far. 7 million. And roughly 9 million more doses have been shipped out to the United States, according to the data of the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. Wow. I wonder what they have to say about that. It says, we are recommending a pause in the use. Oh, here it is. We are recommending a pause in the use of this vaccine out of an abundance of caution, said Dr. Peter Marks. You little bastard, Peter. Never go to a doctor named Peter. He's the director of the Food and Drug Administration Center for Biological Evaluation and Research. You okay, sweetheart? And there's Dr. Ann Shukok. I mean, it's not Shukok. It's Shuyukot. Doesn't matter. It's also what the CDC said in a joint statement. Right now, these adverse events appear to be extremely rare. Really? It's rare? You already said people are getting it. It's rare when one person gets it. It may be rare, less rare than 2 people. When you got, how many? We got 10? I'm not saying that's rare. I'm saying that the other people have not come forward yet and don't even know what the hell's going on. That's what I'm saying. Extremely rare. While the move was framed as a recommendation to health practitioners in the States, take our Johnson & Johnson. Let me tell you something. When somebody asks you to take their Johnson in their hands or put it in or take my Johnson & Johnson and, you know, you might want to take a look at that. Yes, Angela. We're talking about Johnson's. Yes. Hold on 1 second. And the one and the only Stan, the man, Stanley. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning. Good morning, brother. I'm pissed off, but I had to call in the show because your show is one of the best shows. But I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
You're pissed.
I'm mad.
Why are you mad, buddy?
Yes, I'm pissed of what happened.
Why?
Because of the what happened yesterday of the young guy of 20 year old that got shot.
Mm-hmm. Well, why are you pissed?
I'm pissed.
Well, that's Angela.
Because I've told you like many times in the show, the guy 20 year old he had a case against him. Mm-hmm. He should have basically just complied. If mm-hmm. he would have just complied.
Complied?
Especially now in 2021. Yeah, complied. Mm-hmm. They tried to arrest him, and then he tried to, I'm going to try to escape. There's three people in front, and it's a black guy that tries to arrest him. It's not even a white guy. It was a black guy trying to arrest you and everything, and you're still going there. And I'm sorry, the woman who shot him should be fired. Mm-hmm. You don't have the temperament. You don't have the mental capacity to say taser, and you're shoving somebody a taser with a gun. You don't know the difference between a gun and a taser. I'm sorry, one of them is heavier.
And a gun is weighted. A gun is weighted.
Exactly.
Right, Stanley?
Yes. Yes. And you're saying taser, and you're shooting with a gun? No. Come on.
Well, I hope they put a charge of manslaughter against her, because that would be easy to prove.
No, they won't.
They won't.
They'll lose if they do murder.
They're gonna say it's a mistake because she basically said taser. It's proven. It's not like she came in and shot him with a revolver, with a gun. Mm. Then it would have been murder and everything. But just because she said taser. And she confused the taser with the gun. I told you, she should be fired. But she's not going to be accused because she made the mistake. Yeah, she's not going to be put in jail. She made a mistake.
No, wait.
She went to taser the gun. And,
do you remember the Eric Harris case in Tulsa where the reserve deputy said, I thought I had my taser when he shot Eric and killed Eric Harris? He was convicted of manslaughter. If they go for a lower charge, they can get them. I have pictures of the sentencing even. There's hope to get her, but she's a woman.
Wow.
So that's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
Well, the story that you guys are talking about, it's a woman officer who shot Dante, the young one.
Should have collaborated. The young one should have collaborated. I'm sorry. When I saw the video, and I'm like, what the hell are you trying to do? You're trying to be a driver?
I haven't.
What the fuck are you trying to do?
I can't watch that video. I can't do it.
Yeah, he's trying to escape. There's a black guy trying to hold his hand. He's trying to escape when he's putting – come on, man.
Right. Well,
it shouldn't have cost him his life.
Well, he was scared.
I agree, 100%. I agree, 100%. It should have never cost his life. But stupidness is stupidness. Mm-hmm. We have to call it what it is. It should have never cost his life, but that was stupid. That's like Brian said.
Well, I haven't seen the video.
People.
I haven't
seen
the video. Can you try to tell me what was in the video?
The video shows. Well, first of all, it was bullshit why they pulled him over. Why did they pull him? Because of the license plate?
They pulled him over because the lieutenant
had the license plate problem. He had the new thing. But this guy was like an air freshener, I think. That's what they claim.
And then they went back to the system, and they saw in the system that he was supposed to be in court, but he didn't show up, so they still had to arrest him because for not showing up.
Right.
And he didn't comply.
That would be
and
a bench
when
warrant.
All hell broke loose.
Right.
That was a bench warrant, more than likely.
Right. Well, it says the person we're talking to is talking about. His name is Dante Wright. That's who it is. And what happened, well, here it is right here. But this is the reason why that officer, now the mayor wants her fired, but they said he can't do it. She says, I demand that you take me through the process, which is her right. So here's the story. Officer who fatally shot Dante Wright, and here's what I said. The officer who fatally shot Dante Wright, CAN, apostrophe T, cannot be charged with a crime under Minnesota law. Under Minnesota law, she cannot be charged with a crime. Wright was shot at, reading it right now. This is
there's
going to
be protests this weekend.
It goes right with shot.
Near you in your city.
Could be. Wright was shot after he was pulled over in Minneapolis, the suburb of Brooklyn Center, for allegedly having an air freshener hanging from his rearview mirror, which is illegal in Minnesota.
That's crazy.
I don't think you can charge this officer with a crime under Minnesota law. The Brooklyn Center police chief. Brooklyn Center police.
They better not go for murder. They'll lose.
Oh, yeah, they would. Said that he thought the officer who shot Wright made a mistake. Based on the body camera footage and erroneously believed she was firing a taser and not her gun. There he is right there. The Minnesota law may save the police officer who shot him during a traffic stop for being charged with a crime. That's coming from a civil rights attorney who's saying this. I think the officer should have been fired immediately because there are points of no return with regard to making mistakes on your job. But with that being said,
question.
I don't think you can
Was that
change.
Benjamin Crump?
Right.
Was
no,
that Benjamin
Crump? No, this lawyer who's saying it is...
I got stories on him.
Henderson. Yeah. But he said under Minnesota law, he doesn't think that she can be charged this officer with a crime, let alone murder. Wright was pulled over.
Well, manslaughter would be the charge to win.
Well, it was a mistake.
And
Stanley's absolutely
everybody
right.
Everybody says...
Yeah.
Not a mistake.
Yeah, but
he was.
Yeah, it was a mistake. She
her emotions were
she
high,
said it was
and she just wanted to end it.
No,
she
wanted to end it. She wanted to end it with the taser, but she confused the taser from the gun because she before shooting him,
there's
she said,
no
taser,
way.
Taser, taser. Yes, yes.
Well,
the
they
video
have to say
it.
Taser.
That's exactly what
when they're going to use a taser,
yes,
they announce it so that the other officers get out of the way.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. She said,
yeah,
taser, 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 and then she confused
has a heavier weight.
She confused the
police officers.
I know.
I'm sorry, I can't talk well.
But
police officers have guns that are especially weighted, so it takes more effort to pull that trigger than, say, a regular handgun, concluded.
Yeah. That's why her two partners who were there were completely confused when they saw her shot the person. They were like, what happened? They were completely confused. So it was a mistake that she did, but she should be fired. I don't think
she should be in jail. I'm sorry. You should.
No, you're not gonna.
There should be some.
You cannot put a policeman in jail for making a mistake. If we're gonna start doing this, then there's gonna be
ending a life. You call a mistake? No. No, that's not a mistake. That is something you should answer for.
Wait.
I think that woman should answer for what she's done. Losing her job.
Okay, but if we're
going to
have that policy, if we're going to have that policy, then nobody's going to be a policeman anymore. Because if we're going to have that policy, that means any case, black or white, that there's a shooting, they should be put in prison, or there should be a case against them. Nobody's going to be a policeman anymore.
Stanley, it sounds like you've looked into this. Excuse me.
Yeah, I've looked into
this. Sounds like you've looked into this. Does she have any complaints against her, like that Derek guy has? 18 complaints against him.
She was a rookie. She was a rookie.
Okay. Like I said, I couldn't even bear to watch the video. I'm tired of seeing people shot.
She was a pure. Yeah, she was a rookie. It was the first time. She was a pure rookie.
Well, maybe it was a mistake,
but she still should answer for the death of that young man.
Well, I understand where Stanley's coming from.
No, we're not.
Because
Brian, if we start saying to all, can you imagine, Brian, if we tell all policemen starting today, if you shoot somebody and everything, you're utterly, automatically going to be accused of murder? Nobody's going to be a policeman.
Manslaughter, not murder. Manslaughter.
Manslaughter. Policemen would quit tomorrow, Angela. They would quit. They would quit. They were like, I ain't going to be a policeman anymore.
Some are quitting. You know, there are a lot of officers that are leaving the force in different cities because of that.
Good. Get rid
they're
of the bad
ones. They're looking for different jobs.
Yeah, they're going
somewhere. Well, maybe they're the
life.
Good ones. I don't know. But I know in different cities they're losing a lot of officers. They're having to train more. And that's what's wrong is the training.
Could be. Well, no, I think she got scared, and I agree with Stanley. And what Stanley is saying, and I agree.
She panicked, it sounds like.
Let's just start this over.
She panicked.
Well,
she
did.
She didn't have
she
the mental
background.
She just panicked.
She does
right.
look young.
Yeah, she like, ping
how
her
old
finger
is she?
Taser and I'm shooting the person. She
right.
I don't know, but she was very young.
They don't have
she
that much information.
I just, I hear the Robert Bates case, because he even went on Good Morning America and said, I said, taser, and had my gun. But he grabbed his gun off the dashboard. See, I know stuff. Just, he's a liar. But maybe, I haven't watched the video. Maybe I'll try to. It's just so hard to watch those videos. It breaks my heart. I want to stop talking because my voice is getting worse.
It
was 20 years old.
He
should have never died, Brian. He should have never died.
Right.
20 years
you're
old,
right.
man. You're starting
your
life.
You're right. It does. He tried to flee. But the cops could have just done.
He didn't
want to
comply.
He didn't want to comply. But, you know, he tried to flee. Okay, get in his car. There he goes. So now we have a chase because he's not going nowhere. He's going to probably go home. So, don't have to shoot him. We know where he's going. We got the license plate. We know who he is. We can just hang in there, have officers at the house
when
he arrives.
It's the rookie that decided to do taser. The two other policemen didn't draw up their gun. It's the rookie.
This is a
hot button topic. The two other policemen were trying to grab him. The two other policemen were trying to grab him. They were not trying to get a gun. The black person was trying to grab him and everything. It's her that came out of nowhere. I've got to shoot. I've got to be the hero. Taser.
Mm-hmm.
She was even part of the picture.
Well,
and then we see her coming in. And I'm like, yeah.
Right. And
she
wasn't
the one
to
join the conversation.
She wasn't
she didn't
if
even
you
want to
join the
in.
Conversation, call in at 319-527-6099. We would love to hear your perspective.
Well, thank you, Ashley.
Included.
That's pretty nice of you.
Well, you need some more callers in.
Nah, I need you guys. You guys
because that's it's a very hot topic, Brian. It's a very hot topic. But that woman came out of nowhere. It would be like me. It would be like you are dating a woman or doing something, and I would come and say, oh, he's a cheater. Out of nowhere. She wasn't even part of the deal.
Is that the example you're going to say? It couldn't be me stealing a TV. It's me being a cheater, right?
Wow.
Stealing the TV, and I say, no, he's a cheater. Or is an honest person. She came out of nowhere. She didn't even arrest the guy. She wasn't even part of it.
You know,
you're
right.
She was the third person.
See,
that's bad. Yeah.
They had the other guy.
Wow.
The other guy had him in handcuffs. They had him under control.
Yes.
As soon as she got through, that's when I don't know if it's the timing or is it he saw a break in the thing that he thought he could get away. But they had him under control before she got there. And boom. Yeah, she wanted to be a hero. And unfortunately, you know, Stanley is
right. She wanted to be a hero. She was a third wheel. She wasn't even part of the video. The black guy came and arrested him. Then he was struggling to get him back and everything because he was, wanting to escape. The two policemen didn't draw their gun at all. It's her that came out of nowhere drawing her gun. Taser. And I'm like, why are you drawing your gun? And those two are your supervisor or people above you. Know that you're a rookie. That's a rookie.
Right.
You're supposed to just shut up and look. And that's 20 years experience. You're a rookie.
I agree. On the same news cycle, the other black guy who was stopped. And
George Floyd.
The other guy. Just yesterday, I forgot his name.
There's too many.
Sergio. Sergio, he was stopped. And he was pepper sprayed. And he said he was a lieutenant in the Army. And he was a lieutenant. And
the policeman got fired.
Yeah, he got fired.
The policeman got fired.
It's kind of,
one got fired. The other one is not yet, but...
No,
the
two of them got fired.
No,
they both got fired.
No, the two of them got fired.
Yes.
Really?
You can
I thought
it
one
out.
Did. I didn't know that. I didn't know they both
got first it was one, and then they fired the other.
Wow. Nice. Nice. Well, here
wow.
we go. So let's see.
Why would they?
So
why did they
got...
fire? Why did they fire the other? Why
I,
did they fire
I
the
just
other?
Saw.
It's not his fault.
He also
I just saw that they fired
him.
Both of them.
Right.
Wow.
So now you got one black guy dead from a traffic stop, another black guy harassed from a traffic stop.
That's trauma.
Another black guy got killed. There's a protest. There's looting.
I'll just
well,
make
guess
it stop.
The pandemic is over. Everything's back to normal now, everybody.
No, it's not. I'm sitting here with COVID. It's a new
oh.
variant, and there's a
you
surge.
Have, I know. Andrew's
yeah.
getting over
yes,
her COVID.
Yes, Stanley, I have COVID. So, and
you have COVID?
The,
sorry.
Yeah, the
sorry.
ERs are full again. So if
oh,
there are
yeah,
people
they,
saying that
yes,
it's much
it,
better.
Mm.
It's surging.
Yes, the third variant. They're saying that the third variant is even more dangerous for the COVID. So,
yeah. They,
well, yeah, because,
well,
I mean, I have a protective cough. That's not normal. There was other things that were happening that weren't normal compared to regular COVID, I guess. It just,
well, they're putting,
wow.
Well, they're
get
putting, like, it's, everybody, I got the Pfizer. I originally wanted the
yeah,
JJ.
Yeah, it was smart.
It was a Johnson & Johnson. And right now they're putting
yeah,
that
they
on pause
human diploids
because six
health.
Women, yeah, six women have tested for blood clotting and one's critically injured
you know what they
in
look
the hospital.
At? In the Brian, I did this something when you were talking about that. The doctor was looking at my platelets. So your platelet count's really high. And I thought, why does he care about my platelet count? I guess with regular COVID, it goes low. But blood clots, you get them when your platelet count is high. So that's why they're looking at all these platelet counts
wow.
when you see them talking about the Johnson & Johnson. That's
wow.
why. And
you got a
like,
lot
whoa.
Of those platelets. You got, well, what
yeah.
are you doing? You need to get some rest, first of all, Angela. This is what you do. You rest. You.
I'm sitting in bed.
Kind of,
I mean,
it's going to be uncomfortable
you know, I get
for a
up,
while.
I take the keys to move around, though, Brian.
I don't
because
know.
If I stayed still, but when
right.
I would stay still too long, my cough would get worse. I mean, even
right.
if it was just sitting in a nice, hot, warm bath. You know,
right.
at least that's some movement or taking something
right.
to the kitchen sink. You know, just move a little bit. So if you have COVID out there, that's a big for me. Try to keep moving. Now, my friend, he built a bar in his backyard when he had COVID. I'm not saying do that, you know, but move around, you know.
Could be.
Might.
Get
go
in
ahead.
In fact, Angela's going to get in the bathtub when we get back so she can rest and relax
no.
in her bathtub.
No.
Well,
I'm cozy in my bed. I have a Tempur-Pedic. Be jealous.
Oh, okay. Okay. I am jealous. I just bought this bed. I don't know what the it's supposed to be. When I'm like, don't even get me started on this bed. But we have Stanley in the studio. Stan, the man, is in the studio. Our own Stan Lee. We have Angela, who's
what
is
kind of bed do you
COVID.
Have, Stan? What kind
what
of
kind
bed do you
bed?
Have, Stanley?
What kind of
yeah.
bed do you have?
What's that?
Like, mine's a Tempur-Pedic.
I don't even know what the
I'm going to buy a Tempur.
Really?
I'm going to buy a Tempur because my bed is done. It's done. I have to buy it. How's the Tempur?
It's
how's
done. Why you say it's done?
No. I love the publicity of Tempur. You know when you have two people sleeping in the bed and
right,
you want it
right.
more soft and the other one wants it more hard? I like that because
right.
you never know. It's like
it's a little
I love
different. I thought about that
me.
One. Sleep number. That's called a sleep
right.
number.
But I
maybe
I like
that
it
would
when
be good.
Oh,
sleep
next
number.
To me. And, but I like it when
yeah,
somebody
sleeps
next
sorry.
To me and she wants it more hard. Is this a perfect bed for me?
Oh, geez.
The number is 319-527-6099. That's the number that gets you in the studio. But speaking of that, well, we got another news thing going on. This is also
oh,
what was
breaking
it?
News?
Well, the COVID was breaking news, but there was another breaking news. Oh, I forgot what it is. It'll come back to me. But it was no the Johnson & Johnson thing. I already said it. Six people have tested positive. They have stopped that vaccination for a little bit. That was the breaking news, but there was another breaking news story. Anyway, we're going to go, before we get to our main story about douchebag Donald Trump, Stanley, that's our main story. Wait a minute, is this the one? We already talked about the officer who fatally shot Dante Wright, and I do agree with Stanley. I mean, come on, guys, apply, just comply. You have no idea what kind of nerves behind the gun, you know, or who wants to be a hero. Unfortunately, and we're going to hear stories about, well, he had a warrant. Well, it wasn't anything. Here we go. I think the officer should have been fired immediately because there are points of no return. He didn't have no big warrant, but he still had a warrant. But he's a cute guy. Look at him with his baby. And he's dead. He's dead. That's it. That's the story. If you don't believe me, we're going to play the audio on it. And after we play the audio, we're going to take one break. And six celebrities came out. Six celebrities, not going to believe this, six celebrities who have come out as LGBTQ in 2021. That's our Hollywood story. Well, we have other stories going on, too. But here it is. Let's go to the soundbite right now, and this is what happened to Dwayne Wright.
Killed a young unarmed black man, reigniting outrage and inflaming tensions. Minneapolis, of course, was already on edge as the nation watches the murder trial of Derek Chauvin. The police chief in Brooklyn Center, that's the suburb outside the city, says cops pulled over 20-year-old Dante Wright for expired tags and tried to arrest him for an outstanding warrant. There was a struggle. The police chief says one of the officers pulled out her gun by mistake, thinking it was her taser, and fired. Today, the police chief released body cam video of the shooting, and a warning now, the video is hard to watch. We're going to play it, but we pause it, pause that video at the moment of the fatal gunshot. Police chief says he personally made the decision to release that video just one day after the shooting.
I felt the community needed to know what happened. They needed to see it. I needed to be transparent. And I wanted to be forthright. I had due respect to Dante as well.
Well, the protesters are back out on the streets tonight after a night of unrest in Brooklyn Center last evening. Ron Allen is there along with them. Ron, what's the mood like there?
Well, the mood is like there's protesters out here, and they're having a concert. They're eating well. They're relaxing. I think everything's fine here. Nothing to see here. Back to you in the studio. Oh, we're going to go back to the street. Oh, we'll go back to the street. He has more to say.
People are angry. People are frustrated. The explanation that the police gave didn't sit well. We are outside of the police headquarters, and you can see it's become a fortress. It's now surrounded by a fence and barricades. There are police and riot gear on the other side there, and you can see the crowd here that's forming now in the hundreds, perhaps. There are also not far from here hundreds of National Guard troops who've been called in who are here because of the George Floyd case, but now they've been escalated. The police presence is being stepped up. People are very angry. They don't understand the excuse about how a relatively senior female officer, as she's been described, could mistake a taser for a service revolver and fire at a 20-year-old young man after pulling him over for a vehicle tag that was out of date. Again, people are out in the streets here. Last night, a lot of violence, a big confrontation. The police chief said that they were being attacked by bottles and bricks and all kinds of objects. And that's why they retaliated. That's why they fired back with tear gas, of all things, flashbangs, and also rubber bullets were reportedly fired. And the police chief at that press conference said that if he had to do it over again, he'd do the same thing again because he said the police were under attack and these were not peaceful protesters.
Okay.
So far out here tonight, things have been peaceful, but again, it's just getting started.
I feel like punching you in the face. Here's the bottom line here, and let me just do this. Before everybody get up in arms and start saying fuck the police and police this and police that, I want you to, I've been watching George Floyd, well, it's not his trial, he's dead. George is still dead, as far as I know. It's a Chauvin trial. That's a cop, the murderer, the cowardly murderer who killed George Floyd. That trial. Now, I've been watching it. And the last days, they had police officers, never been done before. Does anybody know this? Because usually they stick together. But they had police officers telling everybody why this was wrong and why that other cop was wrong about it. They had sergeants, police chiefs, white, black, women. They came forward and they were saying why this is unacceptable. And they came forward for the prosecution. So before you get crazy about all cops are bad and all cops are wrong, they're not. And I saw it live. You guys were at the dollar store, the green dollar, whatever that store is. Right? I saw the looting going on. Every time there's a riot, you know, we have our Black Friday. We go in, we smash some windows, we get some gifts. It's like Black Friday to us, you know. Let's stop it. Just behave yourself. It is not, things are changing right now. Don't blow it. Things are changing. Maybe slightly, but they're changing. We got a cop who was just fired. We have other cops coming to a trial and saying that what happened to George Floyd was wrong. Things are changing. I agree with Stanley. I can hear the anger in his voice. I can hear him hurt. I can hear him pissed off saying, why didn't the guy just comply? I understand. There's still no reason to kill a guy, but I understand what he's saying. If you would have just complied, they would have gone to the police station, he still would have been alive. I understand. The problem is, and then people will, and I think a lot of people comply with the police. Black, white, Hispanic, everybody. I think when you get pulled over, a lot of people do comply. So don't get that confused, people. He did something wrong, too. He tried to evade arrest. He tried to slip out of the handcuffs. He tried to get in his car. Now, I'm not a police officer. I'm no popo. It's no no for the popo. But let me tell you something. If you have a suspect that has a warrant, and I want you guys to think about this. You don't know what the warrant is. Let's just say hypothetically it could be something harmful. And he gets away in the car, and he could run over somebody. He could kill somebody. He can go get a gun and hurt somebody. So you have to understand when the cops are saying, is he a threat to me? Maybe he's not a threat to me, but is he a threat to the citizens? And he could be because they didn't know this guy. And they try to subdue him. Did the woman confuse her? Did the woman confuse the taser with the gun? I want to believe yes. She had too many. She wasn't there by herself. There was like three or four other cops there too. And I think she panicked. She got confused. Yes. Does that excuse did you kill somebody? I don't know. Because if anybody's on their job and you're a carpenter, or you're doing this, have you ever made a mistake? You got all these weapons. You got a taser. You got this. You got that. It happens. It happened before. Don't pretend it didn't. It happened before. Should she go to jail? I want to hear your answer, like Angela will say. If you want, give me your opinion on this, because I'm on the fence. 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. Should this woman stand trial for what she did? Did this woman commit murder? Or was it just an accident?
Manslaughter, not murder.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Murder
says
is
intentional.
Murder implies that there was intent. Manslaughter
right. Okay.
Says... Hey, you piece of crap.
Know.
You took this person's life. You need to be held accountable.
I don't know. So, and Angela's fighting COVID right now. We got Stan the Man here right now. And Stan Lee. We got a lot of things going on here. I'm here right now. And we're going to get into, I got my theory about Donald Trump right now. I really,
Oh, boy.
Donald who?
The woman's not going to get him.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking. I don't know, Stanley. He might. 708, you're live on the air. You're talking with Brian Hammer Jackson. Hello, 708. Okay.
Maybe they didn't want to be picked up.
No, they didn't. You know, I got to learn this again. I've been gone for a couple of days. Maybe they just want to just talk. I mean, just listen. They don't want to
listen.
Talk. Yeah, sometimes that happens. All right, so see.
So you need to
know.
Say, if you call in, push 1 if you want to be picked up.
Okay. Hey, you know what, Angela? You should do the show. Yes, that's a good idea. I'm just trying to help you on that.
That's all.
I understand. If you call in the show, which is 319-527-6099, if you want to come in, if you want to come in and just listen, that's fine. But if you want to talk, hit 1 on your phone, and it'll show a little tiny emblem where I will pick up and I will go to you, right? So touch 1 if you want to talk. If you don't, I'll leave you alone. We're going to go to Donald Trump. You're not going to believe what's going on. I have my theory. You know, I was thinking about this, Stanley, and I was thinking about this, Angela. I don't think Donald Trump buys in the story that it was stolen. And I have my theory. I'm going to tell you this because it adds up. It adds up. But the latest on Donald Trump and the fiasco that he's doing, and we're going to be listening to John, I keep wanting to say Bonner, Bonner's new book out. It is called, what is the name of that stupid book? Well, he has a new book out. We're going to hear the audio on that. And everybody knows who John Boehner is. He was the House Speaker. The third most powerful man in the world. He's speaking out against Ted Cruz and everything else. And we got celebrities who just came out right now, just fresh from the headlines here. They came out today. 6 celebrities who have come out LGBTQ. They're out.
And the book is on the house.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony. You're right. The book is on the house. It's a Washington memoir. Thank you. Very good. Very good. So stay where you are. Stanley, don't you leave because we got Donald Trump talk, and I need the other side. And it's good to hear your voice, my friend. It's good to hear your voice. And
oh,
to hear your
boy.
Script.
Here we go with Donald Trump again. Wait. We got to get Donald Trump. Donald Trump is retired. He's gone. Your prophet Biden is dead. The prophet Biden.
I'm so glad.
Oh, my God. I get
Stanley, it's great to hear you say these things.
He's gone. It's been 4 months. People, get over
hey.
It. Jesus Christ. Still going with Donald Trump. It's been 4 months. God,
look, he's still, he,
give
no,
a guy
now we have Father Biden.
They just gave Father Biden.
Hey,
yeah, he
no,
is,
we,
right?
We got Prophet
well,
Biden.
He's Catholic, so.
It's not Father Biden. No, he's Prophet
Father
Biden.
Biden definitely.
Obama is Obama God. Obama is God. And he sent his famous prophet.
He's got his vaccinated.
So.
You know, I really like these first 100 days. They're pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yep.
Better
well,
than I have COVID.
Right.
But.
Wow. Yeah, you gotta get through that COVID. But Donald Trump is still a fixture in American politics. He's still a powerful man in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
They just gave him an award. They just gave him an award 2 days ago, and we're going to – this made-up award. You're gonna love it. So, you know, I was thinking about QAnon, my thing on QAnon and my thing about Donald Trump. Why are they the same? I'll tell you when we get back because I need to get coffee. Don't you leave, you guys. You're listening to Brian Hammer Jackson. And the celebrity guests are in the studio right now. Angela and Stan, the man, is
yes.
here. And you can call in and talk to them.
Put,
the number is 319-527-6099.
Yeah, put DMX.
Yes, sir.
Put DMX, Brian. Yeah, put DMX because he died 2 days ago. So.
Yeah, I heard that. Did you hear that? I mean,
yeah, he died.
I am shook.
Yeah,
that just
overdose.
Shook me.
Oh, you didn't
no,
know?
No, he had
that?
A heart attack. The
yeah.
heart attack. It was a heart
yeah,
attack,
overdose.
Not an overdose.
Yeah.
But
no,
was it
was a heart attack.
No, it's an
heard...
overdose.
Really?
Well, the coroner,
gonna...
all the doctors say it's a heart attack. I think they would know.
Let me see here. DMX, yep, I'm checking DMX. He's still dead. We'll have that story when we come back. Yep, I got a feeling. I heard some drugs were. I heard some drugs
he
were involved
pray,
in this
though.
Thing too. Hmm.
He could pray though. Just he was real.
I should play some DMX for a goodbye thing, shouldn't I? I used to have it in my studio. But should I do the story before I take a break though? It's a short story. Should I do it?
Sure. It's your show.
Should I do if I'm still in my right mind. All right. I heard it was drugs too.
That was the narrative in the beginning.
Here's entertainment. Here's Entertainment Tonight, right from Entertainment Tonight. And we go right to Entertainment Tonight. Shut up. What do you mean this wedding? How do I get a wedding? I wanted to go to DN. Oh, I went to Entertainment. You know what? And then I'm hearing crap. Okay. Let me see. Here's a story. First of all, I'm not so sad that he left. And I'll tell you why. Because this guy's been fighting demons all his life, man. All his life. And I really think that he had a hard time. He had a hard time with life, and I think the demons finally got him. And it's time for him to go home and rest. Here's a story, really quick story. Rapper DMX, who left his gritty mark on hip-hop with the 90s hit Party Up, X Gone and Give It To Ya, and Get At Me, Dog, has died nearly a week after a heart attack caused by a suspected drug overdose. So you guys are both right. The drug's called a heart attack. And that's according to the family statement. We are deeply saddened to announce today that our loved one, DMX, his birth name was Earl Simmons. He passed away at 50 years old at the White Plains Hospital with his family by his side after being placed on life support for the past few days. Life support? Earl was a warrior. No, he wasn't. He was a thug. But anyway, let's listen to the fact. Imagine going to that funeral. Earl was a warrior who fought till the very end. No, he died like a bitch with a drug overdose. Don't do drugs. Don't even think about this. He was a warrior. Nobody dies a warrior on life support. When was the last time you seen a warrior die on life support? He loved his family with all of his heart, and we cherish the times we spent with him. Eric's music inspired countless fans across the world, and his iconic legacy will live on forever. Yeah, as a punk and a drug dealer and a drug abuser, we appreciate all of the love and supporting during this incredibly difficult time. Please respect our privacy as we grieve the loss of our brother, father, uncle, and the man who knew as DMX. He had been on life support for almost a week. That's what the attorney said. It does not look good. He said on Saturday, as the rapper's family gathered in the hospital, he was said to be in a vegetative state. He was a vegetable.
The whole week. He was brain dead.
Why would you want to hear that guy? He was a carrot.
They wanted to do more tests to see if there was any hope of any brain activity. Now, if this was your family member, some people would do anything to make sure there wasn't a chance.
You know what? I don't know. 716, you're live on the air. You're talking to Brian Hammer Jackson. 716, you're live. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm trying to stay positive, man.
Well, you sound like you have something on your mind. We are worldwide. Where are you from? What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm from Michigan. My name is Andrew Cornwell. I'm actually the CEO founder of the USBOBOA, which is the United States Band of Brothers of America.
Well, you sound like you have a heavy heart and you might have something you want to say. We're listening. Stay positive, and we'll give you the reason not to stay positive. I like to hear it.
Well, April 16th, these people I'm talking about right now, right? And first and foremost, rest in peace to DMX. That was a good artist. But rest in peace to DMX. I just want to make that clear. But
right.
The people I'm going to be talking about down in Phoenix, Arizona, it's going to get really messy. These NSM people have messed with my family back in the day, back in 2008. It came across my table that they're going to go down to Phoenix, Arizona because they can't get a permit. Now they're going to be doing this little march down in Arizona. They're going to shoot people up. So
who's going to shoot people up?
The NSM. They're the National Socialist Movement.
Right.
They're like a Nazi group. So
right. You're not part of NSM, are you? Are you?
No. No, we're against them. I'm against all races.
Now, aren't they based near Chicago?
They're not from Detroit. They're based in a different state. They want to claim Detroit, but they're not from here.
Oh, okay.
Now, did you get this
information
through chatter? Did you get, you know, in chat rooms?
No,
or?
Actually, they got a Blog Talk Radio show.
They do?
Yes.
What's the name of the show?
National Socialist Movement.
I think you're right.
Yes, they have like 54,000 listeners.
Yeah, actually, he's right.
They're big.
Because I think go ahead, sir. Go ahead. I'm listening.
But these are the same people that checked me back in 2008. I actually had a show with a guy named Dr. John back in the day. Back in 2008, these people attacked me with a guy named Chris Barker and their ex NSM leader, which at that time would have been Jeff Scope. I was attacked by these guys because I stuck up for a guy that Dr. John attacked. I stood up for this brother because there was no reason for anybody to attack this guy. But yeah, they attacked my whole family because I stood up for that guy on that show.
Now, you sound like, are you in the Caucasian persuasion area? Are you a white dude or are you a black dude? Nowadays, one gets your
name. I'm actually white and part Mexican.
Oh, okay. So you've been having how long has this been going on between you and these MSers or SMers, whatever the hell they are? How long has this feud been going on between you two? Have you been threatened? Have they been threatening you all this time? And if they have, how long have they been threatening you?
They threatened me since 2008.
Wow.
Ever since that moment. Yeah, so it's back and forth.
Now, what are you going to do?
You
said it's going to get messy. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I stood strong. I mean, I've had some bad things happen in my past, which I got PTSD from. So, I've been electrocuted when I was 9 years old. So, by a Nazi that my mom was dating at the time. So, it's nothing new that these people don't like me, because I stand up for we the people. I don't stand up just for a race. So when it comes down to it, I will do what I have to protect other people, you know.
Okay. But why does it have to get messy in this? You said the 16th, that's in 3 days. So I'm assuming it's, is it, Tuesday? So why does it have to get messy? Does it have to get messy in 3 days? Why can't we just let this go?
It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to get messy. You know, they're talking about shooting up Antifa.
Yeah, I hear that.
Which is, you know, and you are, I'm not for Antifa either because they're messy people too.
Right.
You know, and they're causing a lot of grief for a lot of places. But there's going to be innocent people. I'm thinking about the innocent people that's going to be walking around that day or driving. The NSM made it clear on their radio show, two radio shows, that they were going to bring guns, that they're going to hurt people. I actually called these people, not with my real voice. I've actually changed up my voice a little bit, but I've called them and I've asked them directly, why does this got to lead to gunfire? All because they can't get a permit. Now, Phoenix, Arizona has tried to stop them from doing this march. Now they're going to try to do it illegally and try to hurt people.
Wow. Wow. Did you ever think about going through the authorities and put on a tip line or something that, hey, you know, I got some, intel? Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to get a hold of them. Actually, I'm going to have to call them back today to see what's going on. I've even called the governor. I've called the mayor of Phoenix, Arizona. The new state, all the mayor knows about it. The governor knows about it because they got to go through one of these government officials to get a permit.
To get the permit.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and the news stations even know about it.
Right. Well, unless they're labeled a terrorist organization, they can get a permit. I mean, the KKK can get a permit for a parade. So
free speech, yeah.
Yeah, it's free. Yeah, freedom of speech. Let's just hope it doesn't get there. But I'd like to know, you know, come in the studio. I'm here. Monday. I'd like to hear the update. I hope nothing happens, but. My God, if something did happen, I would love to hear from you, you know, because you have the intel.
Yeah.
Do you listen to Blog Talk shows, or there's other places where you get this chatter? I mean, are they on Twitter that you're hearing it from, or they have a Facebook, you know? Cause
no, I just
bastards.
Listen to it on right here on Blog Talk.
So what's your favorite show on Blog Talk? I'm curious if you've been listening to Blog Talk shows. Is that your favorite? Mm-hmm.
Well, I talk to this guy named Greg sometimes when I get out there. We talk a lot about some stuff like this. I first met him, and I was actually happy with it. I'm just starting to come back to Blog Talk. Actually, I just got done doing a show on what I was just talking to you about, so... It was only a 15-minute show because I'm trying to work myself back up because back in 2008, I had to stop doing radio shows because of that situation so I can protect my family at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to. It sounds like I don't know you. I'm listening to your voice because it sounds very heavy. It sounds like you've been through some shit in your life. I mean, it seems to me that you had – some heavy shit going on. Am I right? Because I can always tell. You know, it sounds like you were in the streets for a while. And I don't mean living in the streets. I mean, you know what I'm saying, running the streets. Is that the kind of life that you were living before?
At the age of 13, I eventually ran. Both my parents weren't actually around. My real father, he was out there doing other things. My real mother, she physically was there. She had two jobs, whatever, but mentally, in her mind, she wasn't there. There was a lot of things going through her mind, whatever, and she would never admit that. But I eventually ran with a gang from L.A.
You did?
And I was selling drugs and stuff, but when I turned 18 and I had my second kid, I changed my life around. My dad sat me down. That would have been my mom's new husband. I would call my dad. He's now sitting in prison for something that he didn't do. And I've been trying to fight for him right now. But my mom don't want me to help him, which is
really crazy. Well, maybe they don't get along. What did he allegedly do to put him behind bars?
I really don't want to discuss that.
I hear you. Sure.
You know, because I'll just put it this way. Pedophile got him locked up. A registered sex offender got him locked up.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. And this guy, registered sex offender, is not supposed to be around kids.
Right.
So, You know, it just tells you how our government and our laws are working against us, not for us. You know what I mean?
It's a tough thing. You know, people are evolving, our laws need to catch up. So what's the name of your show so I can get people to, I know it's 15 minutes, but when are you on and how can people listen to you?
My show is actually, hold on, I got to look it back up for you.
All right. Because you sound like you're more than welcome here. You sound like an interesting character. And I do mean that because I hear it. I hear the street in your voice, man. It sounds like you had it tough. Yeah. You had some bullshit going on there. And you could tell some stories. I can hear you. I'm going to take a break. We have Stanley in the studio. And we have Angela, who is getting through this COVID thing. And we have a new guest in the studio. Come give him some love and support. You're listening to me, Brian Hammer Jackson with Hammer Radio Network. The number is 319-527-6099. If you'd like to come in the studio, get your voice heard, give our new guy some support. We've got Stand the Man. We got Angela, who's just not feeling so well. Come on in, and we'll be right back after this break. Nobody hangs up. I'm going to mute you guys because I'm going to get some coffee. Here we go, and we'll be right back because when we do come back, we got to talk about Donald Trump, the former president 45, the douchebag who was impeached twice. I got the story when we come back.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist, and I'm alarmed by the intrusions of religion into our secular government. That's why I'm asking you to support the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics, working to keep state and church separate, just like our founding fathers intended. Please support the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Hold me down.
96.7 BT Radio on the dial here. And again, I've been saying the number all morning, but if you'd like to come in, it's 319-527-6099. Come on in the studio. We are global. And here we go. Well, you know, guys, again, my DMX thing. Basically, we're doing a story with DMX. He died. He was 50 years old. He was on life support. Not only life support, he was brain dead. He was brain dead. What the hell happened? What kind of, what thing put you in a vegetative state? Fentanyl? I don't know. In a statement, it was in a statement, DMX family and fans said that he passed away peacefully with family present after suffering a cardiac arrest. And blah, 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 blah. And talk about his success, his first album. You guys remember his song, the one I like most. I'm not going to play it all, but this is DMX, just in case you guys don't remember who he is.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I got to bring it to you cowards and it's gonna be quick. I owe your mans have been to jail before. Suck my dick and all the muffled cats you run with. Get done with, jump quick. Approach your dog for some bum shit. I say go to gun click. Now I'm one shit. All over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? Them niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to, but I'm not him. I expect to watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just seeing that now cause they miss you. And the niggas have to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. Niggas still want the fame, off your name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you puffin' on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick in the mic. That nigga's character, it's not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let's add up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas whining over food that don't belong to them. The fuck is wrong with them? They fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all on the strip for their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rains, the heaviest curse ahead. No more talking. Put him in the dirt and stay. You keep walking, that you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. soft type nigga. Fake up dog type nigga. Push like a soft right nigga. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker the slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we want out. When the finish, everybody come out. When the body burn out, send in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out. Nigga run in his mouth, I'ma blow his gun out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fishing. Grandma wishing your soul to rest. But it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest. Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here. One, two, meet me outside. 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 Meet me outside.
DMX, baby, DMX. Wow. And speaking, oh, that love song brought Melissa in. Lovely Melissa. Good morning, Melissa. Magnificent Melissa.
Good morning,
girlie.
Good morning.
We have Stan the man
morning,
in the
beautiful
studio.
Good morning,
we
family.
Have, and we have, of course,
how
Angela
are you, beautiful?
Fights over COVID.
I'm good, good, good.
And we have a new gentleman here who's starting his blog talk show. He said, I didn't get your name again, 716, one more time.
My name is Drew.
Drew?
Yes.
How do
good
you,
morning,
is it D-R-E, Drew. Is it D-R-E-W? Or, because I want to make sure I get
yes,
your
sir.
Name right. All right. Drew's in
yes,
the
sir.
Studio. This is Melissa, everybody.
Is
I don't
Angela
understand.
Here?
Angela's here. Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yes,
she is. I'm
how are you
myself.
Feeling, Angela?
Up and down. I'm getting better, though. That's the best part.
That's right.
Oh, good. Good to hear.
I'm gonna do some investigation. Pull up her medical records. I'll let you guys know tomorrow. How she's
doing. Oh, you
what's
wicked
good?
Man.
Yeah, it was good for the gander, just good for the goose or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't understand how a guy could be on life support. He suffered a heart attack, but it was a drug overdose. I don't know if he had, I got a feeling it was some fentanyl involved in this bullshit, or it could be suicide, because towards the end, DMX was not doing so well. I mean, they were making fun of him. He was having some fights with some other people. He was not doing so well. He had a lot of demons in him. And for me, I cannot be sad he's gone, because I'm more happy that he found peace, because he was not a peaceful guy. He seemed like he always been in trouble, and he always had a chip on his shoulder. So maybe he's finding peace with the Lord. And up there, he's talking to Jesus, and they're bouncing, man. He, you know, him and Jesus are probably going to come out with an album next week. Or, yeah, he could be with the other guy. You know what I'm saying? Even so,
yeah,
he's not feeling no pain. Even if he's in hell, he's partying. I have my theories about Donald Trump. And here we go, Stanley. Here we go. You know, I started thinking last night about Donald Trump and about certain shit, right? And I said, can this man be that stupid to keep saying that he won the election when he knows he didn't win the election? that he claims has been stolen. And why would anybody do this? Why would anybody keep saying it's been stolen? It just doesn't sound normal to me. And then I started looking a little further. See, Donald Trump has a brand called Trump. And he associates, and I'm just going to give you my theory. He associates this brand with winning all the time. If you don't believe me, here he is right here.
I was going to say winning. Yeah.
Yeah, here he is.
They even get tired of winning. And you say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more. We're going to win so much. I love you all.
Oh, there he is.
We're going to win so much. You may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more. We're going to win so much. I love you all.
There he is. He loves you all. Now, see, that's the thing. And if you think about it, see, Donald Trump's brand is about winning. He cannot be associated with losing. And if you think about it, this is my theory, it's not so much that he lost the election. He has to say it was stolen, because if he lost it, he would be a loser. Here's my theory. I'm just giving it out to you. And this is why he's saying, I didn't lose. Somebody took it away from me. Because he's still remembering his brand. His brand is all about winning. He lost Georgia. Why did he fight so hard for Georgia? Because Georgia was a red state, and now it turned blue. And people were saying the reason they turned blue is because Donald Trump. Donald Trump goes, no, we won Georgia. We won. Think about this guy. He has to win. Because if he lost Georgia, he lost the presidency. He lost Georgia. He lost the House. He lost the Senate. And he backed some local people that lost. He's a loser. But Donald Trump cannot be associated with being a loser. So all these things have to have a reason that he didn't lose, that he really won, but it was taken away. I'm giving you guys that theory because his whole brand consists of being a winner, the Trump brand, and it needed to survive. So he's going to give this big lie that had been taken away from him, and you guys think it's because, you know, it was cheating. In his mind, I'm thinking, it's because he has to be a winner and he can't lose. I'm throwing it out there. That's the only thing that I think makes sense to me.
That's a good theory.
That's a theory. Because, Melissa, it's just so hard to think, you know, we lose. People lose. But you go on TV and everybody went to court and they said, no, it's not rigged. You lost. He just can't face the fact that he lost. And if he lost, you heard him, it's about winning. It's all about winning. And we're going to go to our resident Thumper Trumper, Stan the Man.
Uh-huh.
Stanley, what do you think about that theory, my friend? What do you think about that?
I'm not sure about that theory that you're saying.
Really? Well,
yeah.
It makes sense, Stanley.
But I'm not saying it doesn't make sense, but right now I think Donald Trump, like Angela said, should not be the conversation for now. I think we have bigger problem with Biden, and we have bigger problem. bigger problem than Trump. He's not our president anymore, so I think.
Wow.
You know,
but he's still a prominent.
We're at another level, never.
Really?
Of course, he's a prominent person. He's still the GOP favorite and everything. But I don't know if in 4 years he's gonna. Well, in 3.5 years, he's still gonna be. Want to be a candidate for Republican? I think it's gonna be Ron DeSantis gonna be the choice. I don't think Trump is gonna try to be in 4 years. I think he's gonna try to give his support to Ron. Ron DeSantis makes me think of a younger, fresher, better Donald Trump. I like what he does.
Now,
I like that he goes against the media and fight. I want a fighter. I want the next person as a Republican, not to be a – I want a fighter.
Maybe
are you
more
vote
reasonable
for Mike
because
Tyson?
I listen to Beautiful.
Mm. What about James Langford? People have been talking about him.
Who?
What about who? Who?
James Langford. He's a senator.
I don't know anything.
He tried to stop the vote. People have
really?
Talked about him because he is younger. Eagle Scout, the whole nine yards, as far as a Republican. What do
right.
you think, Stanley? Or maybe you haven't heard of him.
I haven't heard of him. I haven't heard. I would like to
look
well,
him out because they're
not
talking
a fighter
about him.
Not, yeah, not a fighter that I'm seeing, like, not necessarily against the election, whatever happened. I mean a fighter against the media and not accepting that bullshit is bullshit, not accepting that media could just come with stupid stories and everything. I think we need to put back the standard, high standard to the media, and we don't. That's why I told Brian that your show is the replacement of the media. I told you, Brian, because we expect a high standard. We expect more high standard on your show than compared to the media. At least you do a research about it. Media doesn't even do research, Brian, compared to you.
Well, thank you, Stanley. I think the left wing, I'm getting off the left wing news, CNN, and it's driving me crazy. It turned into an opinion piece. But I think, the theory I still have, the theory I have about Donald Trump not accepting a loss is still there. And because even when they were doing the Capitol thing and they were rioting at the Capitol, storming the Capitol, he wanted to stop the certification of Biden. Because if Biden gets certified, he lost. I'm still thinking in his head, he cannot lose. Here's another soundbite. It's a different one. Listen to this. Donald Trump.
In the 21st century, then we must stop running from the competition. And instead, we must start totally winning and winning and winning again. Remember when I used to say, we're going to win so much, we're going to win that the people of Missouri are going to go to your governor and they're going to say, Governor, please go see the president. We can't stand winning so much. Remember I used to say that, right? I used to say it, and that's what's happening. That's what's happening. And then the governor's going to come to that beautiful historic Oval Office. He's going to say to me, Mr. President, the people of Missouri cannot stand all this winning. They don't want to win so much. They love the old way, where they had lousy job numbers, lousy economic numbers, lousy. They loved it. Please, Mr. President, please not. And I'll say, Governor, I don't care what they say in Missouri. We're going to keep winning and winning and winning and winning. Remember? Why aren't you the winner?
And he lost. Of course. See, that's what I'm trying to say. He's pushing that winning agenda, and he has to have it. And I'm thinking the big lie is about him saving his brand, and we bought into it that it was taken away from him. But it's more or less that he cannot have that loser name next to him because he has that Trump brand going out there that is associated with winning. Yet he lost everything. All right. So, anyways, talking about him winning, Trump was awarded, believe it or not, oh, boy. How come I don't get an award? I keep saying, I call Blog Talk, hey, where's my award? I should have an award. I don't get nothing. No respect from Blog Talk. No respect. None. But anyway. Thank you, Melissa.
They'll give us the booby prize.
Right. They'll give me one boob. There you go. So apparently they gave Donald Trump an award. It's a made-up award. Okay, nobody heard. Well, I don't know if they had it or if it's a Republican award. And they gave it to him. And you're not going to believe what it's for. But they gave him an award, and he used that. Let me see. Here we go. I'll just read the headlines. You're not going to believe what happened. So they give this guy an award. They give an award. Mm-hmm. Yay, thank you. Donald Trump takes the award. He takes the award, but here's the headline. Trump gets an award from the Senate Republican fundraising group before he calls a senator. It's a, I know, it's a made-up award. The Senate Republican fundraiser.
Yeah, but after all the trouble he's been in for fundraising and everything?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. And then he calls Senator McConnell a dumb son of a bitch while he receives the award. It says the Republican Senate fundraiser group he gave former President Donald Trump, check this out, a Champion for Freedom Award. Champion for Freedom. Yeah, forget about about storming the Capitol.
Where do you find
doing
this
the coup.
Stuff?
This guy did a coup in the United States. He stormed the Capitol. They're going to hang his vice president. Hey, let's give him the Freedom Award.
White supremacy is at an all-time high. Is he fueled? Hello.
Whoa. He didn't storm the Capitol. Some Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. He didn't order Trump supporters to storm the Capitol. Some stupid Trump supporter did that, which was stupid. So let's not go to what he did. No, he didn't say go storm the Capitol and invade it and wreck the fuck. He didn't
storm
say that.
The Capitol. All right, you're right.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have.
I have to agree with what's his name
Stanley.
Over there.
That's Stanley.
Yeah, Stanley. That I think they were going to do it anyway. It's just like the thing that just happened in Minnesota. They were going to do it anyway. So I don't think
that
had
was it White Pride Weekend?
Wow.
Was that what they were calling it? What was the weekend? Was it white something?
I don't remember. I didn't get that one. They called it so many names. I didn't
White
get the
Lives
one.
Was Matter? It, was it them?
That's what it was called, White Lives Matter Weekend.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know. Can somebody help me?
Yeah. Donald Trump calls it the Antifa getaway. Just a little.
Oh, my God.
I forgot what I didn't. Yeah, well, Drew says and Stanley says that they were going to do it. There were evidence that they were planning this after the speech. Some people think they were going to do it.
And you also believe maybe it was Antifa, right?
Drew, do you believe it was Antifa
no,
was part of
no,
it? Stanley?
No, no, okay. I don't believe
all right,
Antifa
we get
was
Stanley.
Part of it, I think.
No.
No, I don't think Antifa was part of it, but I do think that was Trump supporters that were zealot, and some people say they were prepared during the time that he was speaking. That's what some people, the FBI, did the research and said they were prepared to do something. So I blame more the police and the people that were there that were basically opening the door and saying, come on in like it's nothing. I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
That was
I don't
stupid.
Know if it was Antifa
I was like, what the hell?
Involved neither. I don't know if it was Antifa involved either, but I know that some police and some government officials were opening up them doors. So.
Yeah.
Which is
and especially especially when you hear Joe Scarborough that says it's very hard inside to go to the Capitol. When he was younger, he said he gave an example that as soon as he walked in, people were coming in front of him when he was a younger senator, I guess. He said people were coming and say, what are you doing? What do you want? This and that. You can't just go to the Capitol just like that. So for the policemen to just let them walk in like it's nothing, I blame more the policemen. What were they doing? They were opening the door to them, Brian. Like it was nothing. Go ahead. Well, go to my – do whatever you want.
Yeah, there was police people, and you seen in one video – out on YouTube, there's actually, I don't agree with going to YouTube all the time, but there's videos showing proof of these police officers waving these lines on. Come on, let's go. I mean, and that's even more crazier. Like, they were already planning it, but the police getting involved? Come on now.
Could be. What say you, Angela, who's fighting COVID right now? We got to check in on her.
Oh.
You guys, we got to make sure she's still with us. Angela.
Well, I'll be interested in what the investigation has to show regarding all this. I think some
Capitol Police were culpable. I think that's reasonable.
Angela, your voice is
It was
getting,
awful.
It was awful. How do you feel, kiddo?
It sounded like a frog the other day.
Well,
I'm
going to
mute myself.
You sound well. Thank you for coming in.
Really?
And I know Melissa's concerned, too, because she let me know that you were not feeling well. And I said, okay, I hope she calls in so I can hear everything. I'm glad you and Stanley are talking and getting along, too, because that's good, too. Might be the COVID. Well, you just rest your voice.
Stanley's an amazing person. He really is.
But,
no, Angela made sense and everything. I feel so proud of myself. Now I'm not triggered anymore with the thing that as soon as you talk Trump anymore. It doesn't trigger me anymore.
Lucky
election. It doesn't trigger me like before. Before I would have been jumping on you. I would have been jumping on beautiful. I would have jumped on
you.
I'm talking Trump and St. Pierre. I would have gone crazy. Now I'm like, okay, fine. It's over my system.
So
it's not the president anymore. It's Biden. Huh?
The loss has helped you.
Go ahead. No, I'm not triggered. It's been 3 months.
I know you're not. I can tell.
I accepted Biden as the president. Okay, no problem. I'm living my life. I'm doing what I have to do and everything. I'm not triggered. Before, I would have jumped on Brian and say, how dare you? You're discriminating. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I respect Brian and everything.
That's the truth.
He could come with theories. And I like what Brian did. I like you heard us. I was like, I like that you're beautiful and you are open to say, you know what, Trump is maybe not responsible for the Capitol to a certain degree, and there's some planning. And I love what Angela said. I want to see the whole investigation before I make my plan. I love that she did that. So that's why I'm very more calm with Angela. We didn't fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Very good.
So Trump, Brian, it's not working anymore. You're Trump getting me all aggravated with Trump? No. It's done. I'm not going to happen anymore.
I don't know. I still got some more. Let's see. Okay, let's test this theory.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Well, they give him an award, and the award was for Champion for Freedom Award, and that's the day before he called Mitch McConnell a son of a bitch and a stone cold loser. Again, the word loser. I'm telling
stone
you.
Stone cold.
Stone cold loser. I like that wrestler. Stone cold loser. He was my favorite wrestler. You're not into that. It's the Stone Cold Austin. But yeah, a stone cold loser. So Trump for months have raged against McConnell, who, as a majority leader, refused to endorse Trump's efforts to block the confirmation of his rival, Joe Biden. Trump has falsely claimed he won the election and blamed ballot fraud for his electoral loss. So they gave him that award. They go on to McConnell. They go on to he falsely accuses everybody about the election fraud. Trump reportedly lashed out at McConnell, at a former president, as the former president was speaking of a group of Republicans, the donors at Mar-a-Lago. Trump claimed that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer would have overturned the election results if a Democratic candidate stood to gain. So Trump is saying if it was Schumer, who was the vice president, and Biden was losing, Schumer being such a great candidate, a great Democrat, would have overturned that election for Biden. But no, I got this asshole, Pence. He didn't do it for me. This is how he's thinking. Yeah. And he says that if that were Schumer instead of this dumb son of a bitch, Mick McConnell, they would have never allowed this to happen. Trump told the crowd at the event, which was held by the Republican National Committee, they would have fought for it. See, Stanley, fighting is good, but only if you're fighting for something. Instead of fighting for yourself, I understand what he's saying, and I understand the fight. I get mad at the Democrats because they have no balls. I say it all the time. Their ball is Democrats. The only one who has big, giant, hairy balls is Nancy Pelosi. Underneath that dress, you know she got some big, big, hairy balls under there because the Democrats are not fighting for nothing.
Hey, Peanut.
Yes. Hey. What do you mean? What do you mean? They don't. The
I
Democrats
think she's
whine.
Wonderful.
Who? Nancy Pelosi?
Pelosi, yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying she fights. She got some big Prince Harry balls.
She's smart.
Under that skirt. She's smart.
She's smart as hell.
She really is. Trump got mad, and he says, I hired his wife, Trump griped. Did he ever say thank you? And he was referring to McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, and that's what she said. She retired and go, chow, as she stole a lot of money as the Secretary of Transportation. I hired his wife. Did he ever say thank you? She suffered so greatly, Trump said sarcastically. McConnell did not respond Monday while walking by an NBC News reporter who asked him if he had any response to Trump's comment. McConnell has blamed Trump for inciting the riot, but he voted against convicting the former president of the Senate. There you go. So Trump is pissed, but he got the award for being, what is it? The champion for the people. That's the story. There he is, and he has the award. It looks like a colander. You know the colander that you guys put, you know, where you're making dinner and you put it in there with the little holes in it and leafy vegetables and you run water. It looks like that. That's what it looks like. Wow. Champion of Freedom Award. That's what he got it for. And the first thing he said is, that son of a bitch, McConnell. Spoken like a true champ. You know, I was thinking, you know, I pulled up something, and then we're going to go to Viner. He has a book out, and he calls Ted Cruz a fucking asshole. But I was thinking about Q. And the reason I was thinking about Q, because Q has his own theory, and I think Q made a mistake. I don't think they should be talking about the Democrats who were pedophiles and things like that tend to be the Republican Party. And I'll tell you why. Q's theory, what do they believe? And this is what they believe. QAnon purports that America is run by a cabal of pedophiles. Let's take a look at that. Epstein, right? Gates, Republican. Roy Moore, pedophile, Republican. Donald Trump and his daughter, maybe. These are rumors, but Donald Trump, remember the little rumors about Donald Trump with the beauty, the teen beauty pageant that he used to walk into the room when the girls were undressed and everything? Remember those rumors? So I don't think it was the Democrats Q should have been worried about. I think it should have been the cabal is in the Republican Party. And remember Epstein's girlfriend or wife, whatever, Gazelle? And Donald Trump says, I wish her well. This was a known sex trafficker for children. So maybe Q got it wrong. It wasn't the Democrats. It was the Republicans who were the pedophiles. Because QAnon says, it purports that America is run by the cabal of pedophiles and Satan worshipers who run a global child. Now, you got to admit that Ted Cruz looks like Satan. That's Satan right there. Look at Ted Cruz. You got Satan. That's Satan.
They well, his mullet global... doesn't do him any favors.
And that
the mullet
beard,
that he
right?
has.
Oh, my God.
I mean, can we talk about the mullet, Melissa?
It does not do him good at all. And
who has the mullet? I missed that. Who has the mullet?
Yeah, he does. He does.
Who?
Yeah. Ted Cruz and his mullet that walks in front of him.
You know, he looks dirty. He just looks grubby and unkempt.
Yeah, he looks like a serial killer. I mean, like you would see in a movie.
Doesn't he look like he smells, right? Like pits.
Absolutely. You know, Republicans, they have that.
Well, stinky. Could I say this? I'm a neutral ground.
That's right, Drew, just so you know.
No, Drew said he's neutral.
Republican.
Drew says he's neutral.
I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I think it's both sides when it actually comes down. I don't think either one of these sides are actually for the people. And I don't think they're by the people neither. So when it comes down to me, I don't get mad. I'm not mad that Donald Trump lost. I'm not mad. I'm irritated that we got another guy that's replacing Donald Trump and probably going to do some more damage for somebody that's going to tell the truth and be honest. But we're never going to get that way unless we get some good, honest people in the government itself.
Well, Drew, you have to make your mind either good or they're honest. I don't think they could be both. It's like politics is a dirty-ass business, man. It's probably the dirtiest business that I would put loan sharking above politics. At least you have some honor there. You got a little interest. The guy pays you back. You don't check your credit. He breaks your legs if you don't do it. Okay, the collection policies are a little rough. But being a politician, man, it's the dirtiest, cutthroat kind of business that anybody wants to get into. Oh, my God. But you're right. Biden is doing the best he can. I look at it this way. I said it before on the show, and I don't know if you agree with me, Stanley. I think Stanley did agree with me. See, what happened is that there's teams. Biden got a good team. Biden may not be there, and I hate to have him speak because I cringe when he talks. But he put together a good team. And he led his team, and he trusts his team, and the team is doing work. Like, Drew, did you get your $1,400? You liked that, didn't you? I mean, you got some stuff there.
No, I'm actually saving it because I got to move, but I'm using it for my new home.
Okay. Well, there you go. See, and so Trump didn't – he put together a team, but Trump wanted to play all the positions, and he didn't quite know what the positions were. If you get what I mean, he had a good team.
Yeah, but the problem, I agree with you that Biden maybe has a good team. That's why I'm saying that the chosen one's going to take this place. I think the chosen one's going to be the president. It's just a question of time. But the problem with Trump was he didn't trust anybody. He didn't know who he could trust because a lot of people backfired him. Even somebody said in the – what was the book on – Anonymous or whatever, that book that basically said, I'm working for Biden, the reason I'm working for Trump, and the reason I'm working for Trump, even though I'm against him, it's for you guys. I'm like, if you don't like what Trump is doing as the president of the United States, you should quit. You have no reason. We didn't vote for this guy to be you remember the book Anonymous about the guy that did this, that said he did a book because of this? I was like, if you don't believe in what Trump is believing, quit. That's it. You know, you're not the president. You're not the one who's supposed to take those decisions.
Biden might have a good team. That's not the problem. The problem with the whole Biden thing is look at it, and I'm not trying to make fun of Biden. He might be an old guy, but he fell off the stairs. That's who does that?
Right.
Come on now. I mean, we already know what's going on. If something happens to Biden right now, who's going to be the next president? It's going to be the vice president, right?
Right.
Yeah, so.
And that's what Stanley was saying, that a lot of people were saying the same thing. It would be Kamala Harris, who is his vice president. But.
Yeah.
Oof. And I would love, you know what, I would love for her to be, I think she'll do a good job. I really think she would, you know, I'm not a fan of the too far to the left people, not a fan. I think she's a moderate Democrat, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. But it's going to be interesting to live in this life. I would love to be 10-year-old right now, because when that person's 10, in about 15 years from now, they're going to reflect on this and they're going to say, "I lived through that. I was 10 when that happened." I mean, we're going to see the.
I watched that guy fall
down
the stairs.
Yeah.
You used to like Kamala.
I do
remember
love Kamala.
You wanted her to be the nominee. I remember.
Yes, I called her the chosen one. I still do. Mm-hmm. Out of all of them, I like her. I didn't like Buttigieg. She was just too soft, too, I don't know what it was
Buttigieg
about him.
Was
I,
a man. Okay,
Buttigieg.
Good.
Yeah. I call him Sweet
Buttigieg. I really like Buttigieg. I really did.
Did you really? I did,
I liked
too.
Him.
But
I did. You remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. But he was too. Just...
Yeah.
Something about him was too soft-spoken, and
that's
he
because you learned
little...
that he was gay.
Uh-huh.
That's
yep.
why.
I agree with Melissa.
I know
too
him too
that.
Well, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
He was calling
I
him
love
Sweet Booty Pete.
Sweet Booty
yep.
Pete.
Excuse me.
I'd be like,
but
what?
Biden's going to be really tough on crime. You know, at least... I hate saying his name. Trump did some good things for the judicial system, for crime reform, more than any other president had done for 20 years before him.
Wow, Angela.
I can't believe
you
I'm saying that. Well, I mean, it's true. I care
oh
about
God.
Criminal justice. But Biden is blacklisting anybody that smoked weed. Has anybody noticed this? You
yeah,
know,
I know that.
He doesn't change. He voted for some really bad,
right.
What they call
yeah.
criminal justice, but like the drug acts. You got to remember his past because it's still with him. That is what he remembers, and that's what he's going to act on. So that's my only issue with Biden is his lack of compassion.
Well, you know who came to, you're right, Angela, but you know who came to Trump's aid? You're going to be surprised when this all these whistleblowers started to come out. And you know who came to Trump's aid? Obama. Obama came out and he says, I don't like these whistleblowers. I don't like what's going on here. He even came out and said, Trump is the president. And he has a job to do, and he should talk to his cabinet. But these whistleblowers got to stop this nonsense. So Obama came out for Trump. How's that? There you go, Stanley. There you go, Drew. He actually did. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on
well,
there.
It's like I tell people when I go out here and talk to people in the norm out here in the
mm-hmm.
world, right? I don't care who our president is. As long as
right.
they're doing things for the people and by the people, and they're keeping it real. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier. And if something's being said, I look at facts. I don't look at opinions because everybody's got one. No, it's okay to have opinions. But I look for more facts than I do opinionated. You know what I mean?
Well, it's kind of hard, Drew, with everybody, with the internet, and you don't know what facts you're getting, and
yeah.
fake news this, and you're right. I would love to go on fact, but even your news is giving you opinions, and they confuse fact with their own opinions, and this salacious stuff going on. And I agree with you. I do agree with you. I wish we can go back to facts.
Well, that brings up the fact that you were just talking about the news. I know exactly what you're talking about with that whole fake news, especially when they did something with my cousin, when they came and talked to me on my cousin when he died, because he was a Marine. He just came back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and he became a firefighter, and he was hit and killed.
Wow.
You know, they did some funny things on my cousin. You know, they were making things what happened in this situation. I wasn't there. I was supposed to be there with my cousin.
Right.
And I kind of felt bad because I didn't make it. They had some weird things to say on my cousin, and it was just crazy. So the news does mess things up. They even messed the newspaper up where they did a thing on me. You know, they didn't say exactly what I said, but they kind of portrayed it the way they wanted to. And, yeah,
right.
The news is crazy.
It is. They put their spin on it. It's not the news anymore. It's not like somebody, and this is one gripe Stanley has, it's not like somebody is fact-checking the news and their whole libel. Back in the day,
yeah.
You could sue them for, you know, defaming your name, but now it's just part of the game. I hear you. You know, they made up some stories about me that I was a good guy and I gave to charity. Bullshit! I will sue them. Just a joke, Drew. Just depends. Go well.
We knew that was fake news. We didn't buy that.
That was fake news. And that kid still owes me my money.
He wouldn't give a penny to muscular dystrophy if his life depended on it.
Hey. Until they get a cure, you're throwing your money away.
Well,
thank you, Melissa.
Bringing that up, right? Bringing that conversation up.
Yeah.
On that whole donating, if it's going to go, the whole money's going to go to them for that cure or cures, I would donate. But since I have found out a lot of these donations are not going all for that, going to some of these, don't get me wrong, some of these workers, they deserve money, but not from that donation money. I mean,
I agree.
All that donation money should go exactly where it's supposed to go.
The only charity that I really love, I mean, I love it to death, and I would give all my money to, is the Cancer Children Foundation by Danny Thomas, St. Jude. St. Jude, man, they are just the best, and they don't care who you are. They don't care what your economic situation is. All the kids are going to that hospital getting free care, cancer treatment, and they live off of donations, and God bless them. God bless St. Jude. And I really mean it. I mean, God bless them. Here we go. Transition, everybody. Six celebrities who came out as LGBTQ. Yeah, six of them. And you guys know what LGBTQ means. Lesbian.
Yep.
Let's see if we can take the test. Lesbians. Next. Anybody? Next one. LGB. Come on. Stanley, you know it. I can't believe.
Oh, are you talking about the crazy people? Are you talking about the crazy people?
Jesus. No. The LGBT.
Oh, you're talking about the crazy people, the people that say, I'm a man, but today I feel like a woman.
No,
and then
no,
yesterday I'm a woman, but now today I feel like a man. Crazy. You are crazy and crazier. Thank you.
What happened to
you?
You
are
triggers?
A crazy person.
What the hell? Where's the triggers?
Stanley. I thought you learned some. Stanley, I thought you evolved.
I learned some. I evolved.
Come on now.
That's what we call crazy. Crazy. You are a woman. You were born like a woman. You're a man. You're born like a man.
It's
now
not
you
true.
Want to switch from man to woman? Well, I don't believe that shit.
Your brain shows if you're male. Your brain shows if you're male or female. The genitals are formed after your brain, and sometimes they don't match. It's just that simple.
Okay.
It's not a large population.
It's like
okay.
My genitals leave.
Sorry,
my
voice
okay.
is awful.
But yeah. Well.
But in that case, you gotta accept it. I'm sorry. Maybe your brain shows that. Okay, fine. You want to meet? I would have to study on that. But if biologically, physically, you are born like a man, you're born like a man. You gotta accept it. Now, if you
no.
want to make an operation as an
in
adult
utero.
And decide to
in utero.
Become a woman or man. You could do that. I have no problem.
Stanley.
If you want to make that operation, do that.
I am shaking my head at you.
I have no problem for a man
I'm wagging my finger now.
I have no problem for...
My
I know,
hand's
Angela,
going on
I'm
my
saying,
hip.
I have no problem. I have no problem for a man transferring to from women. The
I'm
only thing is, do not
like
ask me to basically accept you for doing that. The only thing I'll accept is I'll call you Lisa if your name is Lisa. But don't call me. Don't start asking me to call you she or, no, I'm not calling you she. You're a he. I'm going to call you he.
You just sound scared.
Lisa because I'm polite.
You sound scared.
It's not a question of scared. It's not a question of scared. In my eyes, you're cuckoo.
You just
you're
sound
crazy.
Scared.
You are crazy. I'm not scared. You are crazy.
You sound
if you're
scared.
You're a woman and you're acting. Well, sorry, Angela. No, I'm not scared. I'm just telling you, you're crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I don't deal with crazy people. You are crazy. You're all mentally
just,
in your brain, you're male or female. You're crazy.
Well, because I'm talking about how a fetus is formed, their brain forms first, and then in the brain, it denotes if you're male or female, and then the genitals form. Sometimes they don't match. It's very rare, but sometimes they don't match.
I agree with what I agree 100% what you're saying, Angela, but you still got to accept it. If biologically you're a man, you got to accept that you're a man.
You can't change the brain, but you can change your genitals to match the brain.
Okay.
Which one to do?
Do you fix the genitals or do you change the brain,
which there's no hope in changing the brain? Just look at those racists.
No, you change yourself. You just accept it. You got two choices. Either you do the operation, like you said, to become a female, or you accept it that you're born as a male.
Okay, let's say there's a child where they don't match, like I explained, and they're very upset. They don't have the language for it. And they kill themselves. Is that what you want?
No, I have a trans child.
You're going to hear me. You are going to hear me with my COVID and everything. I have a trans child, and my child tried to kill himself. So don't even. Mm-hmm. You know, just a lack of vocabulary. It's very confusing for a young person if things don't match. Okay, I'll leave this alone. I agree with what you're saying.
But first of all, if your child is trying to kill himself, I would find out why did the child try to kill himself, try to find out the best therapy, the best people to make sure that doesn't happen.
Oh, we went to a hospital. I did all that. I went to group therapy.
Okay.
We did everything we were supposed to, and everything turned out okay.
Then if you did everything that you're supposed to as a parent, then after a while, there's a lot of parents that you got to let it go. If your kid decided to kill himself and you did everything, you were a good, loving parent, you went to therapy, you tried to do everything that you think possible, and your kid still kills himself, you have to stop feeling guilty. You have to look at yourself and say, what did I do? Did you do something?
My child didn't kill himself. He even won a United Nations Human Rights Award.
Congratulations. I'm happy that he didn't, Angela.
And that was at 17.
I'm not going to accept what Dwayne Wade did with his kid. When he said that his kid decided to become a woman. Sorry, that ain't going to happen in my family. You're my kid. I'm going to pray for you that you learn to evolve.
I have hope for you.
If you're gay,
I really do. But
if you're gay, I have no problem. If your my son comes and says, I'm gay and I'm attracted to another man, fine. But you're a man and you're trying to tell me I have to dress you up like a girl. No, that ain't happening in my house. If you become an adult and decide to do that, that's on you. But that ain't going to happen in my house, period.
You are where you're at, and that's okay. You don't have to keep explaining yourself.
I like what you said, Angela, and I like what you said. A good debate. You guys didn't get at each other and everything. You guys have different opinions, and that's cool. That's cool. It's just people are strong with their opinions. I personally have a problem with it. I've been very honest with it. It's because it's a very confusing. Well, I'll explain. It's nothing derogatory. I'm not going to do any bit or anything.
No, it's okay.
It's even confusing for the transgender. I mean, we're confused. Even a lot of transgender can't explain what is happening. Maybe I used to play a song all the time about everybody's a little bit prejudiced. Maybe we just accept it. What one does in their personal life should stay out of our lives. You know what I mean? Here's my problem. When we do laws, and I think they made a big mistake, Angela. I really do. when they allow transgenders, and I understand, just hear me out, to go into a male bathroom, you got to understand the other side of the picture, that you're a single father and somebody who hasn't made the transition yet, but make a commitment that they are, and they go into a restroom that has your little girl in it, and this is fairly new.
Oh, this is such a tired argument.
No.
There's not been one solid case.
Argument, though, but it's valid, Angela, because I'll tell you why.
No, that's called scared. Want things to be segregated again. Let's go back to black people at the back of the bus. You are saying the same thing.
Okay. Now, can I just explain? It was a
go
great
ahead.
Idea.
Wait.
I think they went that way. They went the same thing where the black people and the African-American, my people, I don't want to separate them, I'm one, when
mm-hmm.
they said defund the police, when they said to defund the police, it was a big mistake to put that there, to defund the police, because a lot of people got misinformation. And what I'm trying to say to you is they corrected it, but we corrected it too late where we have unisex bathrooms. We always had unisex bathrooms, or we have people shared bathrooms or communal bathrooms, whatever they want to call it. They should have went with that. But they actually put that in the law where they can go into, and I know it's a tired argument, but it's
valid. It depends on the state.
But again, you know, it's maybe what we got to do is start coming together is by saying, who the fuck cares? You know what I mean?
Well, you obviously do.
No, it's a political talking point. I mean,
do you think
Demi's
back in the 50s or 60s, You would have thought segregation was a good thing?
No, Angela, that's not fair. That is not fair.
No, I think it is.
Because people want to segregate
the trans people. They want to segregate them.
I don't
know. Because their very existence threatens them, or they're scared.
It could be.
And they're just people that need to pee. They just need a place to pee.
Okay, but it's like I do believe that a lot of homophobic people who are really homophobic who want to hurt someone because they're gay are afraid. I happen to think if you have that much anger that you must be afraid. It's like the serial killer. You know, I go with the serial killer theory where the serial killer kills the prostitutes, and they say, well, why do you just kill prostitutes? Because they tempt me. You know, I'm tempted by them, so therefore I have to get rid of them so I don't take the bait. You get where I'm saying? I think the very homophobic people are so afraid of gay people because they may have something in common with them, that they have this rage that you should not have any rage. I understand you don't like the lifestyle, but why do you want to hurt somebody? I feel the same thing with the transgender. If we just let people just be people, I live in Hollywood. I live in Los Angeles. I go to Hollywood. And if you would have, they got guys in costumes having sex with other people in costumes, like mascot Furbies and furries or whatever they call them. Let people just be people, right? And I don't think Stanley is not a harmful guy. If Stanley saw a transgender that goes in his place of business, I don't think Stanley will be mean to the transgender, would you, Stanley? If you had a place of business,
but he'd ask him to leave, maybe, or her.
No,
Stanley,
no,
would you ask somebody to leave if they were trans? Because you have strong opinions.
No, he had it for his son. His own that he would have to deal with, but if it was not his son and Stanley's a businessman, if a transgender came in, I don't think Stanley would have a problem. I don't have problems with transgender. I do have a problem that the California law said it's okay for a child 5 years old and up to come home from kindergarten and say, now I'm a transgender, and the law protects him for saying that when they don't have enough information who they are. Back in my day, girls were tomboys. They climbed trees and they played baseball. They did everything. They were called tomboys. But when you have some kid that says in the dress, says, I like... Yeah, I just think...
Well, my three-year-old at the time, my child was three.
Three?
Did not understand why he didn't have a stick to pee with, meaning a penis.
Right.
Even at that age, they can verbalize different things, and I just thought it was funny and cute. But to my child, he didn't understand why he didn't have that.
I understand.
So at five, they really can identify. Usually at the age of five, a child decides if they're going to believe what their parent believes spiritually. A lot of things happen at five, so that's probably why they chose that age. I don't know what all went into the law, but at least they're protected.
Right, yes, they are. And it's a form of discrimination, and these are who they are.
I disagree with you.
You disagree that it's a form of discrimination, that you, somebody, because they're transgender, that you won't serve them or you treat them wrong? I think it's a form of discrimination.
Oh, I misunderstood you then. I thought you meant something different. I apologize.
Right. But we got to get to a point where we got to say, who cares? If somebody dressed came up to me and said, I'm a bunny rabbit. Okay, cool, Bugs. Cool. I got to go back in my car. I'm going to go home, and you go look for carrots and hop, you know, hop somewhere else. We got to get to that point. It's their life. We're not going to date one. Stanley, I still think Stanley will step up. If his kid came home to be a transgender, I know the love that he has in his heart. He feels it now, as you did, Angela. You were surprised when your kid came out or transitioned. Until you got more education about it, it kind of hits you in the stomach, you know? We have to deal with it. But let's just say, hey, we both agree that it may not be my cup of tea, but, hey, I like coffee. All right, here we go. Whatever that makes sense. All right, here are six celebrities who have come out as LGBTQ in 21, meaning gay. Here we go. You may know some of them, six of them. Actor, well, you don't know him. Singer JoJo Siwa came out. T.J. Osborne came out. Demi Lovato has came out. And do we really even care? Who cares? Do we even have to make a statement that
people
somebody
care
came
about
out
JoJo?
As...
JoJo's young. She started with Dance Moms. She's like this Disney sensation. She looked like an all-American
girl. I don't know anything about.
Well, that's why I'm letting you know, because that was a shocker to a lot of parents.
Wait a minute, I think I did hear, what is she, like 13 or 14 or something like that?
No, she's like 17 maybe. She's pretty tall for her age, too.
Okay.
And she has all this music, if you look up JoJo.
Yeah, I remember.
She's like bigger than life.
Yeah,
they look up to her. So when she came out, that offended conservative parents. So that was a big deal. But
going
with your list, it's fascinating.
Huh. Did you mention something, Melissa? Okay. We're going to do our transition. I got a little bit of news, and then we're going to do our main story, and we're out here. And, again, welcome our new guy, Drew, everybody. Drew came in the studio today. Drew's in the studio, and he stayed with us. And you have Stan the Man. Our own little Stan Lee's in the studio. You got Angela, who's suffering through COVID but still fighting like a warrior. The magnificent Melissa is here, and we got, let's see, did I name everybody? Because I don't want to lose anybody here, but I think I got you guys. If you want to come into the studio and talk to these high-profile celebrities, Stanley, Melissa, Drew, and Angela, including me, the number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. I am just going to get another cup of coffee. Don't go away. Our main story, I see the time. We only got 30 minutes, so if you want to come to the studio, this is the time, because this next story is going to be about John Boehner, and we're going to briefly talk about Matt Gaetz. Is he guilty? Sex crimes? What the hell is going on with Gaetz? And do we care? Is this a witch hunt? What the hell is going on? So we'll be right back with more information. So come into the studio, and I'm just going to take a two-minute break. I'll give you a lovely little song here, and you're listening to Hammer Radio Network. Don't go anywhere, because I'll be right back. And if you do go anywhere, be safe. Here we go, everybody. I'm going to have to mute you. Don't you leave, Stanley, because we've got another story coming up I think you're going to like. All right, we're going to have a little break right here, and we'll be right back.
I need dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey, said I need dollar, dollar.
Show. Stanley left. I knew I couldn't hold him. All right, we're going to go right to our last story with Bonner. And here it is right here. He has a book out, and we're going to be doing book series. And he has a book, and I'll let you listen to it a little bit, and you know who he is. He was once the Speaker of the House, and he starts naming names. And I think he said to Ted Cruz, go fuck yourself. And let me get him now. I wasn't going to play SNL. They did a good thing on Matt Gaetz, but here it is. Here's John Boehner. He has a book called On the House, a Washington Memoir. Here's the Audible sample.
Or three times, or one under the standard number of strokes a hole usually needs for those rusty at golf terms. It absolutely blew me away. Holy shit, I thought, this guy can play golf. And he and I won the day beating Joe and Jeff Sandley. Over 18 holes, we talked about this and that. Nothing particularly memorable, but had I known back then I was walking around with a 45th president, I might have paid better attention. As we were coming off the golf course, Trump was in a great mood, as winners generally tend to be. We shook hands. Good match, Joe. Well done, Jeff. Finally, one of the guys stopped us. He had kind of a weird look on his face, and I could see something awkward was coming. Guys, he said, our names are Mike and David. Now, we've been calling these guys the wrong names over and over all day long, and they were either too polite or too shy to correct us the whole time. All I could do was laugh. Sure, it was a little embarrassing, but was it my fault these guys just let us walk around for 18 holes looking like assholes because we're spouting the wrong names? They could have said something earlier, but they didn't. But Donald, well, Trump did not laugh. This sort of glower fell across his face. The kind of look I could tell you didn't want to see too often if you happened to work for him. He marched over to BJ and got right in his face to the point that BJ might have had to take a step or two back. Then Trump shouted, what are you, some kind of an idiot? He pointed to the rest of our impromptu foursome. These guys are Mike and David. Then he gave the young man a piece of advice that he and I have never forgotten. And I hesitate to put an expletive in the mouth of a former president of the United States, but here it goes anyway. You want to know how to remember somebody's name? Trump asked. You fucking listen. Poor BJ, he looked like he wanted to melt into the ground and pull the turf over his head. We laughed about it at the time and since. BJ still works with me, but there was something dark about it, too. I'd never seen anybody treat a staffer like that. Not in politics, not ever. This was more than a New York bluster. This was real anger over something very, very small. And we had no idea then what that anger would do to our country. And Trump didn't even take his own advice once he became president. He didn't listen to most people, let alone me. Our conversations became less frequent over the years, and maybe he just got busy. Maybe he didn't like my advice. But as for me, I've learned that if you want to be successful at anything, it helps you to pay attention. As Speaker of the House, you don't hold on to the job long unless you do. Noticing how a president tells you something so you can see he doesn't really mean it, or a member promises their vote on a tough bill, but has a funny look in their eyes when he does, or when a group of rebels always seems to be staring at their feet when you walk by. Over the years of listening, I've put together my own set of rules, handy sayings and phrases that have helped me to be sane no matter what got thrown at me. Some of these I made up myself, others I heard somewhere and committed them to memory. At some point, somebody decided to call them Boehnerisms, and people started keeping unofficial running lists. You can skip to the end for this official list. But here and there throughout this book, I'm going to share some of my favorite Boehnerisms and how they've helped me see the humor or even the lessons in some of the weird spots I've found myself in. And there have been plenty of weird spots for sure. You can learn something from all of them. One of these Boehnerisms is my own definition of wisdom. Wisdom means you've made a lot of mistakes in life, and you've learned from some of them. That's what I've tried to do, at least. So hopefully, some of these stories will entertain you, educate you, maybe even inspire you to take on a leadership role in your own life. Because God knows, we need good leaders now. I don't think it's a secret to anybody that our country faces unique challenges today. You might even say we're halfway through a double-decker shit sandwich served up to us by an outrage-driven media and a self-interested political class. An unprecedented global pandemic thrown into the mix certainly came as no help. Then there was the close election in 2020 in which red America got redder and blue America got bluer. And President Trump was replaced by Joe Biden, who took office along with a deeply divided House and a 50-50 Senate. America was split smack down the middle. Trump's refusal to accept the result of the election not only cost Republicans the Senate, but led to mob violence. It was painful to watch.
And that's a little bit of John Boehner's book on the House, A Washington Memoir. Sounds good. It's on Kindle now. It's going for $14.99. Yeah. Sounds interesting, huh?
Yeah, I would not pay that for it. Is it that the Kindle? The ebook?
That's the Kindle. Yeah, that's the Kindle, kid.
No way would I pay $14.99. No way.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-mm.
It's number 19.
I think I would pay it.
Would you pay it?
Not me.
It's number 19 this week. It hasn't broken into the top 10, but
that's fast.
He's good. I like his voice. I mean, he's
it was
easier.
Pretty good. Wasn't
you
bad.
Know?
I think that's really not, I mean, Donald Trump saying, you know, you listen to people. And people always say to me, how did you remember that? It's pretty rare I forget a name or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I listen.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't listen.
True.
And they, you know, get caught in the whole thing. They don't listen.
True.
You know, so the nuns beat that into us. Pay attention, pay
all
attention.
Oh, them nuns.
Well,
those
you
nuns,
pay
man.
Attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I
but that's
those
a good,
nuns
that's a good bit of advice.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is. You learn from some of them. You make a lot of mistakes and learn from someone. Wisdom. I like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if those nuns are in the BDSM. You know they are. A little spanky, spanky.
Jeez, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I think they were frustrated and they took it out on us, you know?
Oh, of course. Wow. There should be. I'll try to get a former nun on the show and get some information on her. I know if she's on my LinkedIn account. She's a former nun. I wonder why she's former. That'd be a good guess. Before we end this,
they have to give everything up. Everything. They can't drive. They don't get paid. They give everything up. They work for free.
Yeah, but they got a dark side. There was a movie, man. They got it. These nuns, I think they're having some sex. Let me just tell you that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those documentaries.
Oh, yeah. Them nuns, those naughty, naughty nuns. I usually end it with a story, but, you know, the subject lately, the subject died, but lately came back up, and it's coming back up more and more with Matt Gaetz, pedophilia. So, there's a woman here. She went on Dr. Phil. And what do you do when you think that maybe your child is a pedophile? And I didn't search for this. It came up, and I said, this is interesting. What would you do? Now, Stanley left on the transgender
That's
thing.
That's too bad. Come on, Stanley, come back. It's okay. Well, we won't transgender you.
We won't transition you. Yes, we will, my buddy.
No, it's okay, Stanley.
There has been pictures of me and Stanley in a steam room holding hands and sharing one towel.
Remember? Oh, at Trump Tower?
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
And
you guys both had robes on? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. We had little underwear that says, Make America Great Again. They're red. And Stanley will tell you those stories. It was lovely, lovely time. It was a good summer, my friend. Good summer.
And I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem.
Those were the days, my friend.
Stanley's at.
I know.
There's a lot of people where Stanley's at. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. I mean, I'm going
to tell
you something,
Angela. When I see a chance to educate, I will.
I don't understand it myself.
No, that's okay.
But I live and let live. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear
think
you.
About it in my mind and say, oh, wow, you know what I mean? I don't understand.
Well, it's nothing a parent really wants to deal with. I mean, I can tell you
right.
that from my
men?
Experience.
The transition, you know, partly transition into a woman. They keep their penis. They get breasts. You know, they you know, kind of look like ladies, but why did they keep their penis? I understand why.
Because it's very expensive to turn it into a vagina.
But they'll never have another orgasm again.
No, that's not true.
If they go all
the
way.
If they turn the penis inside out, they can form a clitoris. They can do amazing things. Now, if they have a small penis...
Ow.
Melissa, this is sad. If they have a small penis, that operation is not possible.
Yeah, that's terrible. So
yeah.
Ryan would be good for the surgery.
Yeah. Oh, ow, Melissa. Ow, that's me. Ow.
Well, like for America,
wow.
The average size of a penis. For America,
yes.
The average size of a penis is 5.5 inches. A vagina is
really?
About 5 inches. So if you think about it, the penis really is a vagina.
Wait a minute.
Turned
I thought the vagina
out,
was
basically.
Wait. I thought the vagina was 3 inches. When did it go
no,
up?
No, 5.
Are you sure? I bet
well,
three.
Well, maybe
I'm wrong. Vary, though.
I could be wrong. It could, oh, definitely varies. The smallest
but
penis size is in Thailand at 3 inches.
Your vagina
Canada,
might be 5 inches.
They're only 5 inches. Canada's penis, their average size is 5. So, you know, still America's the greatest country. But
wait
the Congo beats
see.
America.
Wait a minute. The what?
In Congo
beats America.
7. Yeah, for average penis size, which is 7. These are things I researched, Brian. Didn't you know this?
I don't know. I didn't know you were searching these things.
I date a lot of foreigners, so... Just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got now. Now you got me searching for vagina. Hold on. I
could be wrong.
Average,
maybe it is three inches.
I thought it was three.
I thought it was five.
No, no, no. You may be right. I just want to make sure that I got my facts straight because vagina size. Well, you know
what?
You're right. The
human body is fascinating.
You're right. The average vagina is 3 to 7 inches. 3 to 7 inches.
Okay.
So
we're
so
both,
you're
right.
Both right.
Yeah.
I have stretched out many of them that made to 10, 11. Trust me, I have. I have. Got in there, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Do what I have to do.
That is sharp.
Ollie, baby. Well, see,
Oliver.
So here's this. Oliver is also
yes,
one
Oliver.
Of our morning crew. How you doing, Ollie? And by the way, there was a cute picture, Melissa. I saw the babies in it.
Oh, I hope she didn't hear what we were saying, Melissa.
What, the vaginas?
He didn't
hear,
did he?
What was it?
Talking about the average size of a vagina and the average size of a penis, you know, worldwide.
Oh, okay.
Right.
What country meets America?
Right.
So we're beats
well, you
America.
Know they
Which
have,
one?
But a country, with a country named the Congo, you know they got to have the minimum size of like 8. You know what I mean? Just right there. Just Congo.
Yeah, 7 inches. Just, 7 inches.
Wow.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's the,
well, that's
if you're looking for,
the
largest average
right.
penis, it's in the Congo at 7 inches.
Well,
just imagine what their biggest is.
Well, I can because I am a member of the
Too
club.
Too dang
Thank
big.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't.
Too
don't
dang big
King
is what
Congo.
I say.
King
That's
Congo
not going anywhere,
name.
Baby.
King
Go
Congo
out the door is
name.
What I say.
Blow them out. Stretch them out.
Go out the door.
Blow them out the door. What is that? Well, we just lost Drew on the penis talk.
Of course
oh, no.
did.
Oh, no.
We're losing the men.
I'm so
We're
sorry.
But
I think
men.
You'll get new callers in with outstanding personalities. I really believe that.
No, but people have to go. It's
It'll
hard to
grow your show.
Stay. But can you imagine 3 hours on a phone? Come on, guys. I mean, he stayed two
wow.
hours and something. That's like a record.
That is
three.
Pretty cool.
People, that is cool.
That was good.
And Drew, thank you for coming.
And that you're likable, Brian. You're very likable.
No, I'm not. I'm the Scrooge of the town. They laugh at me. I am a joke. I'm a clown to your little ha-ha. Angela, so, Angela, how long you had this crush on me? What do you think, Angela?
Oh, my.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know what I'm talking
just
about, girl.
Just ego.
Yeah, like in a zoo, just throw me a peanut, right? There you go. Let's feed the little ego. Here you go. I only got 5 minutes, and I know I can hear a little Laverne on my shoulder going, get to the story, baby. But I am.
She's right. She's a smart lady, too.
She is. But what do you do? I mean, here's a lady, Dr. Phil. I don't need to set up. Here you go. She's wondering what you do if you find out that you have a fear of your son may be a pedophile. Here you go.
That he had sexual urges towards his sister. A little over a year ago, Robbie told me something that no mother wants to hear, that he had sexual urges towards his siblings as well as other children. He said that the only reason he hadn't offended them was because they were going to tell. But he also said that if he could offend them, he would force them to. And if it took it, he would tape their mouth shut and keep them quiet. Oh, I'm sorry, this is hard. When I heard Robbie say that, I felt scared. Concerned, overwhelmed, and just terrified.
I'm sorry. It was just such a shock that I didn't know how to deal with it. I was wondering where these urges came from. Why suddenly he would start feeling that way.
We put a safety plan in place. That included installing locks on the kids' bedroom doors so that they could lock themselves in at night. Robbie was no longer allowed to be unsupervised. He was supervised 24/7 by either myself or my husband. Robbie was no longer allowed to hang out with his siblings nor any other children.
There were many times I had to take Robbie to work with me so that he could be supervised during the daytime.
I was doing everything I could to get him into that treatment facility.
In spite of everything we put in place, we were faced with a new challenge, which was...
Robbie came home from school, and he said that if we didn't get him help that day, that he was going to rape one of his siblings. So he told me that despite there being locks on the doors, that he felt like he would find a way to get to them.
I was blindsided with what he had said. We had no other choice than to remove him from the house.
So we took him straight to the hospital.
It was tough. It was very hard to make the decision to have to, what felt like, get rid of my son.
We left him at the hospital, and he never came home.
Well, Kristen and Rick say that since Robbie has been in treatment, they've learned just how dangerous the situation really is.
For the past year, Robbie's been in treatment for children with sexual maladaptive behaviors. Since Robbie's been in treatment, we've learned so many more things, and the fear I had prior has been heightened by a million. One of the shocking things that I found out is that Robbie prefers little boys ages 5 and under. In one of his psychological reports, we found out that he was interested in S&M. His sexual fantasies are so strong that it keeps him awake at night, and it's all he can think about. In his psychological assessment, Robbie has admitted to being aroused by 27 different violent scenarios, most of them involving young boys. Robbie has told me that acting on his impulses would make him feel extremely powerful, and he likes the idea of being in control, and victims will just get over things. Robbie does not understand or believe that consent is appropriate, and he's not capable of correctly identifying faulty beliefs and distortions.
Lately, he's expressed that he just wants to harm someone whenever he gets out.
Robbie believes that deviant sexual behavior is normal. He also doesn't understand or believe that there will be consequences for his behavior. He will reoffend if he's given the opportunity because he wants what he wants and when he wants it. Robbie told me that he would find the victim. He would find a way to keep them quiet. It didn't matter if he had to tape their mouth shut or hold them down, that he would find a way. And that's really scary.
Now that he's still expressing those desires, there's no chance of him coming back to the house when he's released. That's non-negotiable. He just can't.
Okay. Kristen, Rick, I'm glad you guys are here. I wish we were talking about something else, almost anything else, right? I mean,
yeah.
This is a tough situation. You said that it was really hard to say the words son and pedophile together, right? That's just not something a parent wants to say.
It's quite terrifying to think that for so long we've sugarcoated it and said he's becoming a pedophile. But yesterday, for the first time, I said my son is.
Right.
There you have it. What would you do? That's it. Scary stuff, huh? So it makes, there you go. I was going to play, tomorrow we will talk about pedophilia. Not the sexual thing for kids. It's like cats and dogs and a little pet, and you like to feel them. Pedophilia, because you feel them and you pet them. Okay, forget it. Nobody cares. This humor is way above.
Really bad scenario. Very bad.
I know. Pedophilia.
Very bad.
Kitty. I want to feel you. Come on.
I'm curious.
Okay,
they didn't bring up if that little boy had been molested himself.
There's something going, and you know what, Melissa, that's the first thing that went to my head. for him to have those graphic things, what is going on with that guy's computer? I mean, how are he, I mean, kids don't magically.
How old was he?
What is he watching?
How old was he?
I think he was, he's 15. He's 15.
Oh, he's 15. Scary. I can say this now because my mother's passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew my mother was a foster parent?
Mm-hmm.
I think I told you that. And she did it, I'm going to say she probably had upwards of, over the years she did it, maybe 120 kids.
Mm.
And molestation in that house was over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you. And most of the kids, the boys, were the offenders usually.
Right.
And in their records, most of them had been sexually abused.
And the older boys were going after the younger boys.
Right.
In the house.
Damn.
So it's a reality, let me tell you.
It is. And so much so, Melissa, tomorrow we're going to concentrate on, I'm a big fan of the TED report, and these are professionals talking about
things. I haven't really
gotten
into those. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a little.
Well,
yeah.
Tomorrow they do have one that they're trying to legalize. It's that group that's trying to legalize pedophilia. So she's going to give the reason. I played it once and I kind of stopped it, but we're going to play it again. And this woman, professional woman, have this talk about why pedophilia should be legal. So we're going to listen to her tomorrow and open up a discussion. This is, you know, and people going, why are we talking about pedophilia? Because this is, it's in the news today. Matt Gaetz, you know, the congressman from Florida who's been accused of transporting a 17-year-old female across the thing, you know, and everybody's calling him a pedophile. Is it real? I mean, if you really look at some states, and I'm not, you know, when you go a witch hunt, I don't like to do it. I hate to do it as much as I could possibly hit a dude. But if you look at the age of, in fact, we still got a couple of minutes. I'm going to look at the age of consent in Florida. The age, now we're talking the age of consent. Now, you may not agree with that. But
well, you know
reason,
that Trump refused to meet with him. So when Trump refuses to meet with you and you have a sexual issue, maybe that's the wrong word, a sexual crime issue, you know that's bad. Like he's
well,
done.
Trump came out and they said it was a lie. So both of them said it was a lie. So, take it for what it's worth. You know, nowadays, you know, you can get a whistleblower going, hey, you know what? Trump doesn't want to meet with gay. And to get there, I don't even know anymore. But Trump claims it's a lie. It was fake news on CNN. And I don't know, it could be true, but they did not meet. Trump is saying he was not even on my schedule. So I don't know. The truth is somewhere in the middle, right? But I do know that there was reports that Trump's handlers told him not to comment on it. So he's not commenting on it. So whatever. The age of consent in Florida is, anybody want to take a guess?
16.
That would probably be a good guess. That would be a good guess, too. Because I know they changed it. They upped it. They upped it. The age of consent. Oh, these stupid. Let me see. All these advertisements. The age of consent is 16, I believe. I can't even get it because so many advertise. I'm going to make sure I get it. What is age consent in Florida? The age of consent in Florida. The age of consent. In Florida, the age of consent is 18. Wow, they upped it up.
Oh, wow.
In Florida, the age of consent is 18 years of age, meaning individuals 17 years old or younger are not able to legally consent to sex. It used to be 16, if I remember right, but now it's 18.
I know New Hampshire recently was 14. I don't know if it still is.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Texas
was
eight years old.
What? Age of consent. What?
I want to see what it is now.
No way. No.
But
yeah,
that was like in the 90s.
In Texas? Really? Let me see. Let me see. Age of consent in Texas is, is 17. 17 is the age of consent. What is the age of consent across the United States? The age of consent varies from state to state, from 16 to 18. One of it has a Romeo Juliet law in Texas. Here we go. It's
called
the Romeo Juliet.
If they're so close in age, I mean, if you've got a 16 and 17 year old, or 16 and 18, right?
Right. Wow, Melissa, I'm very impressed. You're absolutely right. It is the years. They would have to be 3 years of age who are both over the age of 14. So if you're 15 and you're going out with 15, 16, if you're going out with an 18-year-old, it's cool. Okay, here we go. The age of consent in Alabama, 16. Alaska, 16. Arizona, 18. Arkansas. What do you think? What do you think there, Angela? Arkansas, the age of consent.
Probably 16.
So let's just, and the age in Texas is 18 years old, by the way. The age of consent in Texas is 18. There you go.
So, you know, I got to say, it's been so nice to be on the show.
Oh,
because I've been bored
really?
With this COVID. There's only so many movies you can watch. And I'm just saying. So I really thank you for having me on your show today.
You know what, Angela? I'm gonna give you a compliment. Even though your vagina is size 9.
Probably 3.
Drunk 30.
No, I got a lot
of
scar tissue.
Okay, thank you. Good night, everybody. We'll end it on that note.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's a real problem. It's a real problem for women when they have scar tissue.
I don't know.
Why did you get scar tissue? I don't remember. Why do you have that?
Oh, I've had numerous surgeries and a whole lot of trauma in my childhood.
Okay.
My biggest trauma weighed 9 pounds and 6 ounces. That was my big trauma.
That was your trauma.
Oh, my gosh.
To my veggies.
That was your trauma. No,
that was
hey, Melissa, your trauma probably weighs about 170 pounds, and he'll be home in about a couple
about
of hours.
About 210.
About 210.
Wow. He must be tall.
That's her husband. We're making fun of that's her husband, Mike.
Oh,
we're
okay.
We're just making
that's
fun.
That's just a joke.
He's a good guy.
Just a joke.
He's
no,
a good
okay.
guy.
Yep.
Well, so this big thing about Gates, Matt Gates, and, you know, the Republican, the big mouth, everybody hates him and everything. They're making a big thing about this woman. He did a sex. He was on a website paying for sex. And then they're saying that he had sex with a 17-year-old. Really? 17-year-old? You know the age of, you know, and he took her across state lines.
Right.
We can get him for this and we can get him for that. It's like, stop it already. You know what I mean? Stop it.
Yeah,
a guy paid for sex on the internet, really? Well, Trump took the woman to the house and paid her $30,000 to have sex when his wife just gave birth. It's just, you know, this is what makes the Democrats look whiny and bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is what makes the left-wing news look horrible. You know, the very least, he was 17 years old. So, we tracked down his Venmo account, and he paid this woman $300 for sex and this other woman, and it was $900. Isn't it kind of coincidence? Shut the fuck up. Who cares? He's single. You know what I mean? It's so trivial that this is why I can lose my mind. We only have a couple of minutes here, and I just want to say this. I've been watching the trial of the murderer and coward cop who killed George Floyd. I don't know how the defense
prosecution closed, rested today, I think.
Did they really?
Yeah, the defense has started their witnesses. So it's live right now.
Really? Because I like to see their witnesses. But the two things about the young man who got shot yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
Where the cop accidentally pulled out the gun. And then there was another cop. I mean, there's another young man who was a lieutenant, and they stopped him because of his, they said something on his registration
yeah, I saw
on
that.
His car.
Yeah.
And they did this. But I went,
yep.
guy, and then we get the looters. Then we get the looters at the dollar store. And I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at this, and they were unorganized. And I'm just going to, and they were saying F you and bitches and this, and they were carrying the Black Lives Matter, and who knows what they were carrying. They were not organized.
At the dollar store?
At the dollar store. Yeah, they destroyed the dollar store.
Oh, and they questioned their choices in life.
Not the dollar store. Go somewhere else.
At least rob the gun place and maybe be smart.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a little, you know, raise your expectation. It's like it's below, the dollar store is below Walmart. At least you're there with Walgreens. But the bottom line, you got to remember, everybody, that there was a lot of police officers who testified for George Floyd. They were there on the prosecution. They were good cops. And they were testifying, saying that was wrong what happened to George Floyd. And there were cops. And there were police chiefs and mayors. So
yes.
Let's not do the riot stuff. And let's not hate police officers. Let's comply. We'll take our thing in court. Let's comply. And if it's unjust, we sue the bastards and we won the lottery ticket. Let's stop doing this silly stuff. And not all cops are bad cops. So stay safe, stay alive, and live to talk about it. Come on the show and talk about it, for God's sake, you know? 10 seconds left. Let me see. 111 came in. 111, you have a voice. You got 6 seconds. 111, 4, 3. Okay, they don't want to talk. They came in right before we went to, they must know the show, whoever it is, huh? So come on, everybody. Let's just comply.
Are they still there?
Yeah,
is the
111
still there? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
They came in right before.
This is all I need, motherfuckers.
Huh?
It's Dan Cole.
I thought it was. Well, I don't know what happened.
Cole,
the button
just talk.
The button, no. The button
I just heard
slipped.
Him.
I can't control it. The Blog Talk just cut him. I just don't know why. I can't.
I heard.
Fix that
did
button.
You hear his voice?
Yeah, I heard him. I knew it was him. But sometimes the Blog Talk button just kicks him out the studio. I can't control it. I got to get it fixed. Remind me to get it fixed, Melissa. You have such a good heart,
what?
Melissa. I said, remind me to get that button fixed that kicks people out the studio. I haven't called a repairman. He's a menace.
I know.
He will destroy the show. He's a troll. And for 10 years, we gave that guy a chance. For 10 years. And look what he did the last time. He hasn't changed. He's still who he is. He's coming to disrupt the show. That's all he is about it. Now, if anybody, we do have a donation button for a lobotomy for Cole. And if you'd like to donate so we can get him a lobotomy, that would be good. We said we're not going to use his name on the show anymore. He's called the Joker. He would now be referred to as a Joker because he just comes in and wants to hear his name.
Well,
that's all he wants.
He's not relevant. He's not even relevant.
Exactly.
It'd be better not to mention him because right now he'll be happy that you're talking about him.
Right. Exactly, Angela. You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. And Angela, I just want to say this before you go. I am so proud of you. I know this situation was sensitive because you do have a couple of transgender children. And you handled it very nicely with Stanley. You handled it. You guys both had a nice debate. You didn't go at each other. I know it was a sensitive subject. Very proud of you, Angela, and welcome to the show.
Well,
I'm very proud of you.
When I see a chance to educate, I will. And
right.
He can choose to do what he wants with that information.
Right.
And he's not
and he's
alone.
There's a lot of people who need to get, I hate to use the word woke, but when we, and listening to Melissa, and it's like what we said, why don't we just have the who-the-fuck-cares attitude, whatever one chooses. I mean, if you guys had a video camera in my personal life and what I do in my sex act, you're going to go, whoa, that guy should be serving time. I know, right?
But trans is not about sexuality. Transgender is about gender, not sexuality. A lot of people don't get that till they hear it.
I know. But I...
I'm even counting change. I'm even counting change because I am so bored because it's hard to move around. Just, I need to clean out my fridge. I can't do that, so I
and
have
the show's
this
over.
Big, okay.
The show, what are you going to do after the show, Angela? Help talk to me.
I've been separating the change. I might count them. I bet I got at least 100 here.
Well, you know what?
This is what my life's reduced to.
No. Hey, do you have TV? Do you have TV where you are?
No.
Okay, you don't have TV.
No internet, no cable, no.
Well, you have to have internet.
I have my phone.
Oh, you have
your phone. My
phone
is doing well.
I see.
But I can get a better internet signal on my phone now. And that's been a big breakthrough this past year.
Well, I'll tell you what, Angela. Let me see. What can I do to keep you busy? Because you do have I call it busy brain. Your mind always going is active. What do you mean, no?
Well, I need to try to brush my hair. I need to brush
my
hair.
Okay, go brush your hair.
Melissa, I put a whole bunch of conditioner on it because it looks like a bird's nest. And that didn't seem to help. Because I didn't have the energy to brush my hair. I mean, I just put a bunch of conditioner on. And they're not here. They're in Oklahoma right now, which I'm very grateful for. Because I probably would have made them sick. You know, my kid was supposed to have her wisdom teeth out yesterday, I couldn't do it because I couldn't sign. So,
wow.
I remember having that done. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, I only have one child that needs the wisdom teeth taken out, so that's good.
Hey, no.
I'll get it done next month.
That's expensive. I don't know what you did with your book. I don't know what you did with your Facebook, because that's really weird.
I will look at my settings to see who I have blocked. Maybe I got mad at you. I don't know.
You probably did. You didn't block me. You might have, how could you? No, I'm going on my new one. No, Angela, it's not blocking.
He's got a new one.
I got a new one. That means your settings.
I got settings.
Because
it could be that I'm shadow banned, and I really believe I am. Because only my friends can see my Facebook.
Well, okay.
That happens all the time on there. It does.
It does.
Like yesterday,
and
Laverne
I get a lot of
has never been able.
But...
She hasn't been able to see my photos forever, and she said to me, "What are you putting photos up? I don't see them come up on the news feed." I said, "Yeah, but she went on the page. It took her a while, and we've been friends to even get on my page to be able to see anything. It was really weird.
Mm-hmm. It is weird."
But I don't know.
Facebook is going to...
Yeah, one of my videos was recently muted.
Why? Where were you negative?
Oh, yeah.
Were you negative?
Well, because I had some music in it. I didn't realize it. Probably was from my car.
Yeah,
and, based on that, I'm muted in certain countries. Like, they would listen to me anyway. I mean, come on. I was at a dam. Who cares about the beaver dam? I was bored.
A lot of people care when the beaver gets wet. A lot of people care.
That's a good one.
Oh, that is
a really good one.
Thank you.
I was outside Eureka Springs. It is beautiful. I don't know if you've ever been to Arkansas, but that area of the world is beautiful.
Is that one of my
It's got the most haunted hotel in it, too.
Yeah.
The Church of the Sea. I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
It's expensive to stay. Like almost $200 a night there. And for that town, that's
even
a lot
of
money. Even with the COVID. Because everybody thinks they're safe here. Couldn't be any further from the truth.
I've got a friend that's in St. Martin right now. And you can get a room at Sandals there for $100 a night.
Seriously? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They're rapid.
Why don't we do
COVID
the show from there?
No,
I know. Oh, my
COVID.
God. The videos of St. Martin. Oh, my God, you guys.
Where is that by St.
Yeah,
Thomas?
Brian can spring
is that...
for it, right? Brian, you can spring from it for it.
Why not? We'll take the COVID.
St. Martin is part of
the
Caribbean, but it's a Dutch colony.
Is it Dutch?
Oh.
Are they owned by the British or by us? Is it half and half?
Dutch.
Oh,
St. Martin.
I mean, they're pure Dutch? I thought they were part of U.S.
Yeah.
They're not.
Well, it's spelled M-A-R-T-E-N-A. It's like it's Dutch.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It sounds beautiful because I thought St. Thomas is part U.S.
That's different than
U.S.
St.
territory?
Martin. Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
I'm getting too sick. I'm going to have to go.
All right, listen.
Enjoy the
show. You got low blood sugar. Here's what
Oliver,
I want you to do.
Oliver is losing
it today.
I really
do need to eat. It's been a while.
Drink some tea, get something to eat, and get in that bathtub. Get in that bathtub. Make it work for you.
Yeah.
Oliver. Bye, Ollie.
Oliver.
I miss you, Oliver.
I live with a 2-year-old narcissist. Don't forget.
You got to write the book, My 2-Year-Old Narcissist.
I know.
Ollie. Thank you, Melissa, for coming in. It's good to have you in. I'm going to give you guys
thank
a call
you.
In about 2 minutes. You're welcome, kiddo. All right. Bye, everybody.
Okay,
we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.